Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Shipton High School. Gonna have a football game to start at 7:30. Red Devils had a little bit of a travel. We're gonna talk right now with head coach West Lafayette Red Devils, Mr. Shane Fry. Nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you, AJ.
Always nice to see you. I gotta admit, 11 years, coach. Gotta admit, three times you lost three games in a season. That's all it's ever been.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good players come through here in my 11 years, and we've kind of had the train's been rolling. So, you know, it's a credit to our players and our assistant coaches that get these guys ready to go, and we graduate some guys, but we bring in some guys that are ready to play football.
Coach, I got to get you worked hard. Marshall Overly, pretty good familiar guy in your book.
Yeah, Coach O's great, a mentor of mine. You know, when he retired, you know, he kind of left me with the keys to the car, and but boy, did he help me greatly while I was coaching under him.
Say what, you had a state title while you were coaching under him. What was your capacity?
I was the defensive coordinator in 09. That was my first year as the defensive coordinator. And then that was 09, and then I was DC in 10, 11, and 12. And then Coach O retired at the end of 2012, and I took the head coaching job.
Coach, I got to mention your physical education, health teacher, and you got a record that's very impressive. 108 wins, 20 losses. That's 84.3% winning percentage.
You're better at math than I am. I didn't really know that. And it's like I said though, you know, the players that we've had in here, our coaching staff, our job is to not mess them up and, you know, guide them in the right direction. Hope they're being good men off the field, and you know, the results will take care of themselves.
Coach, I'm going to talk about Karl Loftus, you know what it is. Purdue, war number 5, defensive end, got drafted first round Kansas City Chiefs. He's going to kick off the NFL this coming the 7th, Thursday night. He'll get the spotlight.
Yeah, he's George, what a great representative of our program. You know, we're in touch a lot. We'll be heading out to Kansas City, I think, in December to catch a game. And we catch up with him a lot because his little brother plays for us, and he's always checking in on little brother. And, you know, it's been great to get to experience that, and what a great experience he's had in his first year of professional football, winning a Super Bowl.
How about middle brother? Is he a freshman in college?
Redshirt sophomore, and he'll be starting tomorrow at inside linebacker for the Boilers against Fresno State.
Coach, I got to admit, you got two guys on your team named Nico. How'd that happen?
It is spelled the same, but Karlaftis is Nico, and Rumbakis is Nico. But yeah, we get them confused sometimes. Luckily, they have numbers, and we can figure it out.
Coach, I got to admit, you're going to rely on your field goal kicker, your place kicker, and he'll also kick off. Nico Rumbakis, he gets 5'7", 153. He's a senior, but he does the job well.
He does. He is little, but he's strong. You know, I would say he's definitely a football player and a wide receiver, and kicking is just sort of, you know, something he's pretty good at. But he's not a kicker by trade. He's just pretty good at it and does it for us. So.
All right, Carson Kitchell. I don't know if he's related to Ted or John, but anyway, Carson Kitchell, 6'3", 178. That's pretty good size, lanky quarterback.
Yeah, he actually started on our defensive line last year for us. This is his first year starting a quarterback. He's always been a quarterback. You know, great kid, great competitor. This is his natural position, and, you know, he's got a couple games under his belt now, and I think he's just going to keep getting better.
Coach, I got to admit, per game, you went to Harrison 5A, had a competition there on synthetic field turf last week. You were home with McCutcheon Mavericks. You gave them 2 touchdown loss. Do you like playing on grass or turf?
We're okay either way. I guess the only way we would, you know, if the grass is muddy and sloppy and a sloppy mess, then we'd rather be on turf. But if the grass is in good shape, we're fine with that. Our field has been great for us, and we love it there.
Coach, last thing. Lakeland Lakers High School, that's where you went to school, 1997 graduate. There now is Sean O'Shea in his fourth year. Is he related to the Twin Lakes coach?
Yeah, Ryan O'Shea is the son of Kevin O'Shea. I know Ryan really well. You know, he actually graduated from Attica the one year that Coach O'Shea coached at Attica, but he's been around the area. He was an assistant at CC with his dad, and then he went up to Lakeland. Obviously, that's my alma mater. So, yeah, I know him real well, and, yep, that's the relation.
Well, I hope you do well, and good luck, sir. We're going to walk this direction. That is Coach Shane Cry. It looks like the Blue Devils have gone into their locker room. And then we're going to talk to Coach Tolvin. And he's talking with an official. Going through some things. I tell you what, Larry, it's a beautiful night for football.
Again, 2 weeks in a row. And I think it's probably mid-70s now. Going to cool off a little bit when the sun goes down. But, yeah, another beautiful night in Indiana high school football.
Nice night. You're exactly right. Tell you what, it looks like the officials are official. It looks like we're going to have a good orchestrated game.
Yeah, certainly did. They were over talking to our tips and ball boys and telling them to stay in his back pocket because when he needs a ball, he's on the ball right now.
I say, well, you get to kick a football, but they're still having a conversation. And coach is helping them with making sure they got change here tonight. They'll work it out right there. And we're going to talk to you in a moment here with Coach. Coach, you got to mention last week, you had a good contest, potential 2A36 postseason opponent could be the Elwood Panthers.
Elwood's always a rivalry that I've grown up on. It's an important game to me. It's always been an important game to this program, so anytime we can get a win and continue that streak, it's extremely important to all of us over here. So, and it was good to get our first win under our belt this year.
You got him at halftime at 35-0. You start out the second half running clock. Second half, you got to admit, the majority of your roster got in the ballgame.
That was the intent. We're not very deep. We don't have very many kids. We're struggling, in all honesty, to put together a JV schedule at this point. Anytime we get a chance to get those younger kids on the field, we're going to do so.
I got to admit, last week, defensively, you picked up where you left off there in Westland, and your pass coverage was good. Got to admit, Oliver Conaway played well.
Secondary is extremely young, just like the rest of our team. But in all honesty, they kind of exceeded our expectations the first 2 weeks. We've got four brand-new starters back there, and there's not a senior in the bunch. Ecstatic about their performance the first 2 weeks. They're going to get a severe challenge tonight. We'll see how we do. Hopefully we can say the same thing before next week's ball game.
Your tailback Calvin Conner, junior, 5'9", 175. He put work in off season. It's purely evident.
He loves the weight room and he's that prototypical student athlete. He works just as hard in the classroom as he does at practice or in the weight room. He's just that kind of perfectionist kind of kid. And if you're going to have an injury like he did last year, then he has the exact right mindset to come back from that. And certainly he has.
I think you got some good inside linebacker play. Peyton Tragus or Cole Hussey.
Cole, we expected out of Cole. He's a returning all-conference player for us. He was our leading tackler last year as a sophomore. With our small senior class, I've gone to him for, I look to him for leadership as much as anybody on our team. Peyton Tragesser has been an awesome, awesome surprise. He's the guy, he brings, energy and passion to everything we do. He screams and yells at film sessions. He's just, he's kind of our energizer bunny and, our group needs that. We got a lot of quiet kids on our team, but I don't think he would describe Peyton as that way.
Coach, you're going to see your quarterback tonight. He's 6'3", 178. He's kind of lanky. His dropback, he ends up stepping up in the pocket quite often.
They've got an outstanding offensive system. So he's just filling in. He's the next quarterback. I mean, you just know that if you play quarterback at West Lafayette, you've got a lot of skill. And his biggest thing right now is he doesn't have a ton of experience. So I think this will be his third start. So, if that's the case, we have to make it difficult on him. We've got to make him move off of his target. We've got to make him move his feet, move around in the pocket, make him uncomfortable because, honestly, if he just stands back there and has time to throw, they've got excellent receivers, and we're going to be in trouble. So we're going to have to win some battles in the secondary and try to move him off his spot in the pocket.
Attack game could 48 minutes. Could hinge on field surface. You got to get the synthetic and they're used to grass.
Yeah, they said their kids like it. We've got, it's very spongy and, you know, it looks really, really good. Biggest thing is hopefully we play as well as it looks. So, if that's the case, we'll be in good shape.
Coach, I'm going to talk about the next game, but next week, Tippecanoe Valley, that's going to be a 75-minute jog.
Well, we're in the Hoosier Conference. We're used to those things. You know, but, I mean, it's an hour and 15 to West Lafayette. It's an hour and 15 to LCC. It's an hour and 45 to Benton Central. It's 2 hours to Rensselaer. So, yeah, it's a long trip, and they're a good ball club. It's honestly, it's kind of exciting. It's another new opponent, you know. So I think they've got a really good ball club, so it's going to be another huge challenge for us. But, again, for a young team, I'm just eager to see how we stare those challenges in the face. And I'll say this, you know, we're playing a lot of sophomores. They won't always be sophomores. You know, you get experience as sophomores, eventually they're going to be juniors and seniors, and that usually pays off.
So, Jared, hope we thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
So we're going to walk this direction. That's Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, yeah, he was right there equipped for every answer.
Oh, yeah, he's very, knows what he's doing. So AJ's going to go over and talk to Coach from West Lafayette, if he knows, but walking across here to the press box, see our middle school quarterback, Coach Toll's son, Quinn Toll. I affectionately call him Quintavious because he likes to run the ball as well as pass. We are one of the ball boys today. So just waiting on AJ to come. But again, got a big night tonight. Tipton Band's coming on the field right now, getting ready for the national anthem here in about 15-16 minutes. Wanted to talk a little bit about Tipton community here, trying to resurrect some past traditions that were kind of squashed during the COVID years. And one of them is the new tailgate that they are doing. Parents and fans and family of the ball players and the cheerleaders taking place. I think every home game starting about 4:35 o'clock. It's located just to the southwest of the stadium in that parking lot. So a lot of people out there today, and tonight was Hawaiian night. So you saw a lot of Hawaiian shirts over there. Most of them blue though. So again, good event. So if you're in the area, coming to the game, come a little early and go experience the Blue Devils tailgate.
I can't hear there. Yeah, Hawaiian night.
Yes.
Wow. So we'll walk up in the press box, talk a little bit about the ball game. 15:44 left on the pregame clock. Nice, beautiful field. The weather's good. They say it's going to be 79 degrees at kickoff. It's going to drop back to about 73 by 9 o'clock. So we'll see what that happens. And we'll walk up the stairway right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, there we go.
Appreciate you. We'll walk this direction. Making a joyful noise. We'll walk this direction. And then we'll walk up the ladder here. We'll walk up the ladder. And then we have a little pregame up here. If you walk up this ladder, I say, what? It's not too bad, as I mentioned last week. That old red field, my goodness. That ladder was something else. They got a nicer, plush place to play now. So, kind of a gentleman, kind of gentleman over at West Lafayette, gave us a nice guide right here. Student, I should say. Guide for West Lafayette Red Devils and the Tipton Blue Devils. I'm sure it has a lot of stats in there. We're probably not going to be able to sift through them, but that's very kind of him. He coaches a lot of sports. And we'll talk a little bit about this ball game. First, we'll mention, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Tipton High School, Tipton Ford Field. That's Tipton, Indiana. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity football game. West Lafayette Red Devils at the Tipton Blue Devils. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's A-S-O. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We appreciate him. So what, that guy is a busy guy on 9.1 FM, 9 to noon. So we'll talk a little bit about each school. I'll talk about the visiting team, but first we'll have our national anthem. We'll hold this still. And that band, I tell you what, Larry, they practice.
They sure do. I tell you what, there's not a whole lot of them, but they sure make a big sound and do a great job with the band and the music program here at Tipton High School.
Practice down the way here by the basketball goals. They block off the road. They don't want any type of inconvenience, and they practice.
Absolutely, they sure do. Yeah, we try to put up the cones so nobody comes flying through the parking lot.
So we arrive the honor of America with the playing of our national anthem. It's going to be performed by the Tipton Blue Devil Band. Let's get this down. That's the high school band. Say what, Larry, I'm looking out here at that American flag. It is still the mouse. It's hanging straight down. It's kind of a warm atmosphere here.
Yeah, I see the little red flags on top of the goalposts flitting every once in a while. But other than that, yeah, there's not a breath of breeze out here.
So we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the West Lafayette Red Devils. The school was founded in 1939. They have a school enrollment of 754. They're class 3A, sectional 25. And we'll mention there are 8 teams in that sectional. We'll let you know their record overall in 2 ball games. River Forest, 2-0. Twin Lakes Indians, 2-0. Boone Grove, 1-1. Hanover Central, 2-0. Rixonia Central, 2-0. West Lafayette, 1-1. Griffith, 0-2. Calumet, 0-2. The principal at West Lafayette High School is Ron Schreiner. The athletic director is Joel Schrode. And the assistant AD is Jane Schott. Jane Schott, a tremendous girls basketball coach. Athletic secretary is Kathy Slaughter. West Lafayette High School is located at 1105 North Grant Street, West Lafayette, Indiana, 47906. You can dial them up at 765-746-0400. On the web is westlafayetteathletics.com. There were the colors scarlet and gray. They performed in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 9 teams. In the East, there are 4. There's a record through 2 ball games. Hamilton Heights, they're 2-0. Tipton, they're 1-1. Northwestern, they're 0-2. And Western are 0-2. In the West Division, there are 5 teams. Rensselaer Central, 2-0. Twin Lakes, 2-0. Benton Central, 1-1. Central Catholic Knights, 1-1. West Lafayette Red Devils, 1-1. Well, Mitchin, they are currently 1-1, 1-1. They get ready to play their first Hoosier Conference team, but it's going to be a cross-conference. It's not going to mean a whole lot when they're talking about the crossover. We'll mention the head coach in his 11th year is Shane Fry. Shane Fry, 180 wins, 20 losses. He went to high school at Lakeland, Lakers High School, 1997. He went to Purdue, graduated 2002. We'll mention the next year on the agenda after tonight for West Lafayette. It's going to be next Friday, the 8th of September. West Lafayette will travel across Salem, do battle with Lafayette Central Catholic. That'll be a 7 o'clock game, and we'll mention back home for West Lafayette. They play on natural grass. That's Gordon Straley Field. Here's Larry with the Blue Devils.
Thank you, OJ. Tipton Blue Devils enrollment is 454. They are 2A, Section 36. There are 8 teams. Tipton is 1-1. Alexandria 2-0. Bluffton 2-0. Frankton 1-1. Eastbrook 2-0. Eastern 1-1. Blackford 0-2. And Elwood 0-2. Principal is Mr. Craig Leach. AD Corey Fernung. Assistant AD Alec Weddle. Trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Can be reached at 765-675-7431. On the internet, TiptonAthletics.com. They, colors are blue and white, obviously. Hoosier Conference, East Division, as AJ mentioned. A highlight from last week, team and teammates from last week, defensive back number 8, Oliver Conaway. Very good in coverage and had one deep coverage interception. Also running back number 87, Calvin Condit. Again, did a fine job, continued to find the end zone and first down marker all game. Landon Spidell as well, number 11, also found the end zone. Again, Tipton is 1-1 and 0-0 in the Hoosier Conference, their first in-conference game. Coach is Aaron Cole. Record is 135 wins and 73 losses. He's a Tipton High School graduate and IU graduate of 1995. Tipton Blue Devils' next game will be Friday, September 8th at 7 p.m. Tipton Blue Devils are on the road versus the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. They are Class 3A, Sectional 28. They are located at 8345 South State Road 19 in Akron, Indiana, 46910.
Hey, thanks, Mary. I said, well, we'll go over the games that took place last week, go over the scores, and talk about what's happening tonight in the Hoosier Conference game night. Last week in the Hoosier Conference, week two, final scores on the 25th of August. There were 9 teams, 9 games. That's in the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central was at Seager last week. Benton Seager got the win, 49-28. Also last week, Eastern. The Comets were at Northwestern. Eastern Comets got the win, 60-31. And then last week, right here, at Tipton Forest Field, the Blue Devils got the win over Elwood, 38-0. And then a 7:30 start last week, Central Catholic Knights were at Darren Catholic. Darren Catholic got the win, 27-3, as we talked about, Larry. Darren Catholic, I think last week, rated number 2 in Class 3A. That's impressive. Tom Dilley, their head coach. Well, mentioned 7:30 last week, and McCutcheon was at West Lafayette. West Lafayette captured the win, 31-17. 7 o'clock start last week, it was North Montgomery at Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights 28, North Montgomery 12. I understand that that game was wanting to be pushed back a little more. They actually ended up starting that game about 7:20. But anyway, it was hot last week. And we'll also mention 8 o'clock game last week because it's time zone. Rensselaer Central was at North Newton. Rensselaer Central got the win, 53-0. 7 o'clock start last week. Twin Lakes was at Delphi. Twin Lakes got the win, 28-7. And the final game, 7 o'clock start last week. Western Boone was at Western. Western Boone got the win 21-13. Here's Larry with game night.
Thank you, AJ. Tonight, Friday, September 1st, the third week of Indiana High School varsity football. There are five games, nine in the Hoosier Conference teams. At 7 p.m., Lafayette Central Catholic will be at Hamilton Heights. That ought to be a good one right there. 7 p.m. is Northwestern is at Benton Central. 7:30, Rensselaer Central at Western. 7 p.m., Twin Lakes at Tippecanoe Valley. And lastly, 7:30, West Lafayette right here at Tipton Ford Field.
Hey there, and now some starters. We didn't quite get those this week. We will mention, got a mention, you can make it a weekend. Enjoy the 50th annual Atlanta New Earth Festival. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. The final weekend in September. This year will be September 23rd and 24th. Yes, that's the 50th anniversary. The Atlanta New Earth Festival, Atlanta, Indiana. And while we're talking about it, coming up this week, 7th, 8th, and 9th, they're in Tipton. 7th, 8th, and 9th, that's going to be the Tipton Pork Festival. That'll be a festive atmosphere. If you want to have some fun, check out downtown Tipton Pork Festival. It's a quite a fun environment. We'll also mention a little bit about Michelle Garman. Christine Kelly Tribune for comprehensive coverage of Tipton County sports. Subscribe to the Tipton County Tribune. The Tipton County Tribune is now owned by Cherry Road Media. And the website has been revamped. A story on tonight's game can be found online at www.TiptonCountyTribune.com. The Tipton County Tribune has gone to a digital-first format when it comes to county sports coverage. A subscription to the printed weekly edition published on Wednesdays also allow access to the website, or one can also go online for the subscription only. Weekly matchups of Friday night's football games, however, will only appear online at TiptonCountyTribune.com. For updates and games, one can follow Michelle Garman on X. Yeah, you know that X. That means formerly it was Twitter. So you can find her on X at the at symbol Michelle, that's two L's, underscore Garman. Again, that's at Michelle underscore Garman. One can also like the Tipton County Tribune Facebook page. So for a story on tonight's football game, check out the Tipton County Tribune.com tomorrow. That's on a Saturday. So check it out, Michelle Garman. Say what, she is good. You've not yet met her.
I did meet her at the game the other night, or she was up at our middle school game.
She works feverishly. I tell you what, she likes it. So they're talking about the coin toss right now. The white-hatted official talking to both teams, explaining what it could be. They're going to let West Lafayette Red Devils call the toss. And we'll see what happens. So I don't know if West Lafayette, if they win the toss, what they'll decide.
I would imagine they want the ball. That's kind of my guess. But looks like Tipton's going to be without two of their starters on the offensive line. Both guards, freshman Nathan Hawkins and sophomore William Wolford, are both on the injury sidelines today. So we'll have some new starters. I believe it's going to be Joel Brandon, who's a senior, and Riley Coleman, a junior.
So West Lafayette evidently didn't win the toss. Blue Devils have the option to call it. They're going to kick off. And you got it right. West Lafayette is going to get first possession.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard seeing their numbers. They got those nice silver numbers on white, and with the sunshine, it's going to be hard to see those. I'm going to have to use the old binoculars tonight.
We got some serious photography right out there on the 20-yard line. Look at that. He's got a tripod. He's taking some good photos.
Yeah, he's got a big lens on there. Looks like the type you'd take pictures of the moon with.
Absolutely. You sure could. So the officials are meeting at midfield, right there on the logo, Blue Devil logo. They've adopted that. It looks pretty good. I got to admit, it had to grow on me a little bit, but I kind of like it. Blue Devil logo out there in the middle of the field there. What do you think?
I think it's pretty mean looking. I think the kids really liked it. You know, some of the old timers in town, you know, they like the old one. You know, they don't like change too much, you know, but I think it looks sharp. It really does.
Talking to your coach last year, he said there's one thing about this logo, Larry. It belongs to Tipton. It's copyrighted.
Actually, yes, I believe a Tipton grad actually did that, a graphic design, and so it belongs to us, not some ripoff of the Blue Devils there in basketball thing.
So they're going to back up the kick. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg, he plays soccer most of the week. Coach Cole says a couple of days a week he comes over and practices with the football team. You line up 7 yards deep, soccer style, waiting for the whistle. There it is. Blue Devil's going to kick off. There's the boot. See if he gets to the end zone. It's going to be caught at the 6 on the return, West Lafayette. Going to go up the middle right there, out across the 30. I believe that was 17 on the return. Liam Burton, he's a kick returner. He's a senior, 5'11", 154. He didn't make no heads or tails about it. He went straight up.
No, that's what you like to see in the kick returners, whether they be punt or kickoff returners, man. Get north and south and look for a hole after that, but don't dance around.
So the Blue Devils can play defensively. Ball spotted at the West Lafayette 31-yard line, right near the center of the field. They're going to go a lot of tempo tonight. They're going to not use a lot of huddles. Shotgun formation right there is Carson Kitchell. He's a senior, 6'3", 178. Pass play and complete. Blue Devils in on the coverage. And knocks it down. It's going to be a second down 10.
Yeah, it looked like he was setting up a little kind of a slot screen there and threw it right into a big paw of a Blue Devil.
So let me just do in the backfield on this play. A shotgun quarterback, Carson Kitchell, handoff right to left, behind the line of scrimmage, Blue Devil, going to tackle for a lumber. That's 31, Cole Hutchins, a junior.
Yeah, he smelled that one out, and again, that's what you like to see your linebackers. Don't slide sideways. Go right towards the ball.
Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. Slot left, split right. Going to roll right, Carson Kitchell, going to release one. Going to get the pass, it's caught this time. Across the 35, near the 37. Not going to be enough for a first down, but they've got a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, Oliver Conaway was right in his back pocket there, so it looked like he picked up about 7 or so, but it'll be fourth down and 3 to go.
So they're evidently going to put this all the way, Larry. And they're going to use Carson Kitchell. He is their punter. He's a lanky guy. I bet he can really boot this like a Ray guy.
Oh, yeah. He's also their quarterback, so you always got to be on your toes. Yeah.
He's 15 yards deep. That's college and NFL. End over end. It's going to get good pop. Good roll for Kitchell. And the Red Devils are going to mark it down at the Blue Devil 32. And then on the... marking the ball down there with 22. Two Joe Steffi. They've got some names here now, Larry.
Yeah, we got the Greek influence with the Nikos, but yeah, Calvin Conda got in there and almost got a handle on that.
So the Blue Devils are going to huddle up. Ball is nosed up to the 32 from the right hash. 10:41 on the game clock. Change of possession. Thank you. The shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw, see him in the backfield. Calvin Conant, there's a snap, handoff to go up the gut. You go one hole, see a couple, they'll tackle him right here near the 34.
Yeah, Calvin didn't do a whole lot of dancing there either, just kind of saw a little hold, a little sidestep, and took it north and south, pick up about 2.
So the ball spotted after the 34-yard line from the right hash. Capshaw to the huddle. Calls the play in the huddle. 24 seconds on the play clock. Game clock is moving at 10:14. Early going here at Tipton High School. Hoosier Conference football. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. To his left, Calvin Condit. He'll take the snap. He'll pitch it left to Condit. He'll peer back in. He'll come inside the the five hole, they get a positive gain. He's going to get out to about the 39. He's going to be about 3 yards short of the first down.
And that nice tackle there by Chase Taylor, defensive lineman, senior.
So ball spotted just across the 39-yard line. Blue Devils need three to get a new set of downs. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. To his right, Calvin Connor. Twins left, tight end right. Hand off to Condon. Condon's going to dive it forward. Going to get forward progress. That is not going to get necessary yardage. They're probably going to put the ball away.
No, I know he didn't make the tackle, but the reporter of Mitrione was right in there and didn't give him any room at all. So kind of hit him and bounced off him, but his buddies were there.
Capshaw enters the huddle. It's fourth and maybe a little bit less than one. Blue Devils going to go for this right here, Larry.
Well, I don't know if I'd do that, but it's early in the game. They want to set a tone. We'll see if they can.
They want to get a new set of downs. Shotgun. Dallas Capshaw. Hand off. Connie's got a first down. Connie hits it. Right side right there. Left hand. Working, making a hole.
That was linebacker Ian Soltowski on the tackle for West Lafayette.
So ball is nosed up to the Blue Devil 45-yard line, just inside the left hash. Blue Devils are going to the south. They're going away from the scoreboard. Scoreboard donated from Dan Young, might have been 6 or 7 years ago. It looks nice. Here's your sign guy, put the top on it. That's Blue Devils up there with their high lifts. Shotgun formation. Call him a snap. Dallas Capshaw going left to right. You go back left. He's going to be off to the races. That's 87. Calvin Condit. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. From here to West Lafayette, 23-yard line.
Yeah, number three, Benny Speaker pushed him out and saved a touchdown. He was on his horse right there.
So he found the hole. He invented his own hole. He followed his blocks, and they opened it up like the Red Sea.
Yeah, there were a couple that I thought had him, but he just kept them churning and broke loose.
So Capshaw back in the huddle. Going to call the play. 16 seconds on the play clock. He's going to call it maybe twice. They're going to stop the clock. They're going to call a timeout here and see what it is. I don't know why the white hat and they were both waving like they were calling timeout. It didn't happen. Shotgun. When he pitched it left, Calvin Condon. No game. Might have lost a half a yard.
Really nice play by number 7, Porter Mitrione on that one. He had that all the way and was unblocked and just slid right down the line and made the tackle for no gain.
So they'll respot the football. They'll put it at the 24-yard line. It is right on the left hash. Sun is shining. It's shining right there, Larry. Not many other places, but right there where the ball's at.
Yes, it is. You got the scoreboard right in the way here at about between the 50 and 30.
So shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. To his left, Calvin Condon. Slot right. The spin out of there. Going to be caught in the backfield. Trying to look for a hole. Going to be a loss on the play for the Blue Devils.
Boy, again, Porter Mitrione, he's not a big guy at defensive line. He only weighs about 174, but his quickness is really showing already. He's getting off those blocks and getting in the backfield.
So it's going to be third down. Third down and 13. Blue Devils are on the 26. It'd be about a 44-yard attempt from right there. Not sure they would try that with Dakota Ferg. They get 10 more yards, I believe they would.
Maybe even 5.
Maybe 5, that's right. Timeout on the field. Blue Devils going to talk this over. 6.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Timeout Blue Devils. Third down, 13. A good time to call a timeout.
Yeah, very much so. They got to get, like you said, get 5 or 10 yards here, and even if they don't get the football into, first down territory, have a nice shot at a field goal here.
So what we'd like to mention, a little bit about the Hamilton County Reporter. You do not have to live in Hamilton County to get the Hamilton County Reporter. Daily local news, and I will mention you can find them at www.readthereporter.com. That's the Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online, $18 a year. For a print copy, $36 a year. Or you can get both for $33. Subscribe online, readthereporter.com. And they're going to go for it right here. It's just a third down and 13. Slot right. Split out wide right. It's Fidel in the slot. Right there is number 8, Oliver Conaway. See him in the back of the shotgun. To drop the throw. Capshaw. Gonna let one go. Sideline. You see if he got a foot down? He did. High school football, you just need one toe to drag. And they're gonna check on him. Check on him. That's Oliver Conaway. I tell you what, that was pretty much like an Anthony Carter type of footwork.
Yeah, he laid out for that one. He drug his toes. He got in when he hit the white sideline marker. The ball came out. So I guess they figured he had it long enough. But you can see that go either way.
So Blue Devils put the ball just inside the 18-yard line. And before them, they need 5 to move the chains. They're not going to try a kick here. Let's see. It's going to be official timeout on the field. They're talking something over. Making sure everything's kosher. I tell you what, these young men are precious.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to make sure that you get it right. And there's no New York to call for a replay here. You got to get it right the first time. So
they might have called another timeout. Not sure. Maybe so. 25 seconds. Play clock is stationary. Game clock is at 6:24. No, I don't believe they did call a timeout. They're just talking right there near the sideline. Capshaw in the huddle. He's going to call the play. Calvin Condon going to enter the huddle. And also entering the huddle is 81, Joe Clouser. He's a sophomore. He's got a lot of upside for him. Shotgun formation, Capshaw. See him in the backfield, Calvin Condon. He dropped the throw looking left. Pass play, a little bit out in front, couldn't get to it. Intended target was Fidel, Landon Fidel, and the Blue Devils have a pretty good series of plays right there to give the ball back to West Lafayette.
Yeah, they gave him a little cushion. He had some room, and like I said, just put it a little bit farther outside than he wanted to.
So West Lafayette, Red Devils, are going to put the ball in play at their own 17-yard line. Ball is placed right there on the left hash. So he'll ride out to the field and assemble. Shotgun formation, Carson Kitchell. Single man in the backfield is Dawson Martin. He's a junior. Dropping the throw, throws left side, caught. Credit the catch. That's number 3. And that's Benny Speaker. Benny Speaker also a junior class member.
Yeah, and that was JoJo Clouser again, and he took it right at Joe.
Shotgun formation. Martin in the backfield. Dropping a throw, pass play again. Same play, a little bit tall that time. Going to be off the hands, off the fingertips of Benny Speaker. And that was the same exact play.
Exactly. Keep doing it till they can stop it, I guess.
So they check the wristbands. Carson Kitchell going to line up in a shotgun, empty backfield. Trips to the right, slot left. Dropping a throw, Kitchell. They'll run the bubble screen, and they get a good play there. Not quite a first down. They're going to be about 4 yards shy. Nice catch right there. Credit the catch. I believe that was 7, Hayden Hill. I'm not sure, but we'll double check.
Calvin Condit kind of played that well, stayed at home, and got that tackle as he broke it back inside.
Big down for the Blue Devils. It's 3rd and 4. Shotgun. They run their jet sweep a little bit tall. It's all illegal procedure. So they're going to back them up 5. It's going to be 3rd and 9.
Yeah, that was a close call. I think they called it on the guy getting the ball there. He might have been moving just a hair towards the line of scrimmage, and he can't do that.
So they spot it back and nose it up to the 30. 3rd down 9 on the scoreboard. Shotgun formation, empty backfield. Trips to the left. Slot right, looking to throw. Right side, caught. Going to be a first down. Going to get loose. Going to get across the 50. Pretty good spin move after the catch. And West Lafayette enters Blue Devil territory.
Yeah, Oliver Conaway giving him, again, the defensive backs are giving a lot of cushion out here. They threw it inside of him, and luckily Hussey from the inside was on his horse to get the guy and keep him from getting a touchdown.
Oh, that's the Blue Devil 48. Right hash, dropping a throw, going to pass. Slant pattern, going to be caught. Inside the 40, near the 37. Nice catch. Cooper Kitchell. Those two gentlemen break up, and they are twin brothers.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been tossing the rock back and forth for a lot of years, so they're going to be on the same page, that's for sure.
So, shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield is Martin. That's Dawson Martin. Dropping the throw to take to Martin. You roll right. Pass play caught inside the 20, near the 16. And I'm going to make another catch on the play. Liam Burton. Liam Burton with some sticky hands.
Yeah, it looks like Oliver Conaway and Landon Spidell on the tackle, but they're just giving them a lot of cushion here. And then I tell you, if I was West Lafayette, I'd be doing the same thing. You know, wait till they come up and then kind of run a go and see if you can get a big one.
Ball spotted, 17-yard line, Blue Devil territory. Pass out in the flat, a little bit out in front. Hard ball to handle. Couldn't be caught that from Liam Burton. It's going to be a second down 10 from the 17 of the Blue Devils.
John, I tell you, this passing attack is short passes going very quickly, so kind of getting rid of any kind of a pass rush there and being very successful.
Carson Kitchell, empty backfield. Pass, right side. They're trying to cross the grain. They're getting near the 5. Could be close to first down yardage. And it looks like it will be. They're going to go. It's going to be first and goal. Ball spotted at the 5.
And that was Nico Rombasis. Is that how you pronounce his name on the catch?
Shotgun formation. Handoff. Single man in the backfield. Good coverage. Just a good defense right there. Right there in a heartbeat. Blue Devils.
Yeah, that was number 64, Aiden Blair. They tried to run it one time here, and Aiden was right there to make the stop.
So ball spotted right hash to the 7-yard line. Second down, goal from the 7. Twins right, slot left. Drop and a throw is Kitchell. Goes across the middle. Defense is good. Knocks it down, and a good defensive play.
Nice play by freshman Dakota Garmin right on that when he broke on that ball and broke it up about 2 yards in the end zone.
So, it's going to be third down 7. Third down 7. We'll see what West Lafayette can do. Blue Devils can tackle them no gain or for a loss. We might look at a field goal opportunity.
Yeah, they could. And we'll see if they're going to pass again, I'm sure.
Shotgun. Going to roll left. Carson Kitchell. Going to be caught back at the 10. Defense. Blue Devils, Calvin Condit.
Yeah, he came up quickly. He saw that little screen pass, and he just shot out of a cannon and got him around the ankle.
So Coach Shane Fry is going to send out his kicking unit. He does the PACs. He does the field goals. He kicks off at number 8. He's a senior. 5'7", 153, Nico Vrombakis. Coach Fry says he's money.
I tell you, I saw him kicking earlier in pregame, and he was booting it and putting it where he wanted it.
Go from the left hash. They're spotted at the 20. It's the 17. It's his 27-yard attempt. Gonna go wide right. Let's see. It's a wide right. Headed enough distance, but he kind of punched that like a golf shot.
Yeah, he didn't kick through that one at all. He just kind of left it out there to the right and wasn't close at all.
So the Blue Devils gonna take over. They're gonna have it at their own 10. Hey, well, Larry, this is a zigzag type of game starting out.
Well, yeah, both teams moved the ball in different ways. Tipton on the ground and West Lafayette through the air. And I think Tipton knew this was, you know, they've got that spread offense working. And looks like they got about 5 or 6 guys they can throw the ball to that will do very well.
So catch ball to the huddle. Play clock is yet to begin. It's at 25. They'll break huddle. No, play clock now starts, 22. 3:19 on the game clock. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. Blue Devils have it first and 10. Shotgun capture. We're going to hand off Calvin Condit. Just deep dive in the other side right there. Just spins right there. And then Calvin Capshaw going to pick up a good gainer. He's going to pick up 6.
Yeah, Cooper Kitchell, I thought, had him dead to right, but he just kind of dipped his shoulder and got a few more yards.
So ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Second down. They're calling it five. Might be closer to four. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. To his left, Calvin Condit, number 87. Trips to the left and hand off to Condit. He's looking for an opening. Finds one. He's going to pick up a first down to go across the 30 near the 31.
Yeah, I think that was designed to go a little bit to the right, but he saw a big hole to the left and shot up there and got a first down.
So clock rolling to start the play. Clock has started at 40. It's at 30 now. 2:33 clock moving, first quarter. No score, early going. Both these teams getting acclimated with each other.
Yes, I think both defensive backfields are fairly young, so we'll see how they measure up today.
Trips to the left, Shadja, hand off, Calvin Condon. Take that back, it's going to be Jace. It's going to be Jace Hudson. He digs and dives, he picks up a good gainer. They're going to call him about a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, nice move by Chase. He's kind of a burly guy there for fullback, but he showed a little athleticism there, bumping around.
He's been in the weight room just a sophomore. You probably had him in middle school, didn't you?
Sure did. He was a heck of an athlete back then as well.
So it's going to bring up second down four, both at the 37 of Tipton from the right hash. Cole Hussey going to play tight end right side. Trip to the left. Shotgun snap and be taken by Dallas Capshaw. See him in the backfield. He gets the handoff. Again, it's Jace Hussey who gets just to the 40-yard line. He's going to bring up third and one.
Boy, this is about the fourth time I've said Porter Mitrione. He was in there again. He's a defensive lineman, like I said, only about 174 pounds. But, man, his quickness is he's all over the field tonight.
Both spotted, no depth to the 40. Just inside the right hash. As mentioned, the Blue Devils going away from the scoreboard. They're going to the south. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Singing in the backfield, Calvin Condon. The flag from the white-hatted umpire. And it's going to be a legal procedure on the Blue Devils. And they'll back it up five. And it's not going to be conducive for this play.
No, it's not, and I didn't see really anything there. Somebody must have flexed a hamstring or something that the officials picked up on. I didn't see a whole lot there.
So it's going to bring up third down and six. So third and one is a little bit different than third and six. Clock moving inside a minute, 56 seconds. Cole Hussey going to go left here. He'll go trade eyes left. Going to pitch it to the right. It's Condit. Condit's loose. Condit's got a first down. He's at midfield. He's in West Lafayette territory. West Lafayette territory. Condit will take it to their 47.
Guys, Cooper Kitchell kind of had him by the back of the jersey there, but he just kept churning away and broke that tackle and got down to, what, about the 47 here.
Pretty good blocking up front. Calvin Condit is finding the holes.
Yeah, they're making holes. They're not always where they back to expect them to be, but they're running with their eyes open and athletic enough to, hit the hole.
To line up, slot left, split right. Clouser split right, see him in the backfield. Shotgun snap taken by Capshaw. He'll hand off Calvin Condit. Condit inside the 45, pretty close to the 44. And he's going to pick up about three. It's going to be second down seven.
Yes, who? Mr. Mitrione making his presence known again.
So ball spotted just inside the 45. Blue Devils in the first quarter emptied out. It was, Larry. This is quite a game so far.
Yeah, it's been very competitive. It looks like both teams came to play tonight and the Blue Devils trying to protect their home field and West Lafayette trying to come off their loss from last week. So this is going to be a well-fought game.
Should be, absolutely. And I tell you what, Larry, coming up this week, it's going to be it's going to be the 104th NFL season. It's going to begin league's annual primetime kickoff game as the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. How would you like to be George Karloftis, a rookie, and get a ring?
Well, that'd be something else, get a ring at any age, but as a rookie, but that guy can play. He did a heck of a job at Purdue, and I know the Chiefs are happy to have him.
They're going to play Thursday. It's going to be the first game. There's going to be a lot of people watching that game. Thursday, September 7th, 8:20 p.m. You can watch it on local channel 13. They're going to play Detroit. Detroit is better.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, their coach I listened to him, some of his halftime speeches and pregame speeches. I'd run through a wall for that guy, too. He's a motivator.
Absolutely. So Blue Devils, here we go, second quarter. Second down, 7. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw, he's at the 50-yard line. So we're going to throw a pass as going in motion out to the left. With Condit, Condit's going to bring it inside the 45. It's going to be about the 44-yard line. And they tried that play and didn't quite get what they wanted, but they'll try it again.
No, I think number 3, Benny Speaker, saw that coming. And like I said, he was coming fast.
So they're going to spot it right there at the 44-yard line. Ball's nosed up, left hash. Blue Devils in West Lafayette territory. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Slot right, split left his trouser. We'll try it the other way, maybe. They're going to throw a pass. They're roll out right, looking to get rid of it. He's going to reverse field. That's Capshaw. He's going to take a hit right there, but he's going to get right back up. He's going to lose a couple. But Capshaw is a strong young man.
Yeah, Cooper Kitchell, boy, he laid a lick on him. You don't want your quarterback to take too many of those kind of hits.
So they'll back it up to the 46-yard line, fourth down. We're going to see the Blue Devils punting unit. And we're going to see Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell going to put his foot into this punt.
Well, like I said earlier, Nathan Hawkins, the original punter, freshman, is out with a ankle injury, so we'll see how Landon does.
Spidell about 16 yards deep. Snaps good. There's the boot. Got to do a little bit of spiral. It's going to bounce. It's going to go Blue Devils bounce territory. It's going to go inside the 15. And that's a pretty good punt. And West Lafayette is going to take over about their 13-yard line.
Yes, it didn't look like West Lafayette was going to try any pressure on that. They just dropped back and blocked for that one. So, good punt.
Dakota Garman, we usually see him putting the ball in play there, but he's not available. So Landon Spidell, one of the best athletes on the Blue Devils team.
And he sure is. He's a good all-around athlete. I believe he plays baseball and basketball as well. So, yeah, he's in good hands with him.
So this spot is going to be at the spot at the 12. They're calling it the 13 on the board. It's first and 10. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. 10:25 left. They're in the second quarter. Shotgun. Carson Kitchell finds a receiver. Completes it. Going to pick up 13. Carson Kitchell. Good pass play right there. It's a Benny Speaker. Benny Speaker is kind of a go-to guy.
Yeah, he's a sure-handed guy and a good athlete. Think they got Tipton can come up a little bit on this coverage.
Carson Kitchell takes a shotgun snap, hands off, left side. They drop the sticks. You got to drop those sticks over there. I tell you what, Bubba, okay. You remember Bubba Smith? He broke an arm in a preseason game because of the sticks.
Not know that, but yeah, you've got to drop those things. Get out of the way yourself or you might break something.
Shotgun formation. See him in the backfield. Handoff. They're going to run the ball again and over the 30. Flag comes in from the West line judge. And it's going to be evidently on West Lafayette. Coach Toll with a hand clap after the penalty.
That must be Coach Osefi and their true freshman. And he's running the ball well. He's a shifty guy.
So they're going to back it up. They're going to walk it backwards. And I'm not sure. What was the penalty? Excuse me.
I didn't see it, AJ. I don't know that he's signaled it yet, has he?
They'll probably let us know again. I said what Dan Adams last week. He's good, ain't he?
Yes, he is. Very good.
So they're going to back it up. So West Lafayette is going to get a pretty good-sized penalty there. They're backing up to the 15. Second and 20. So they're in a shotgun formation. Empty backfield. Trick to the right. Going to go across the middle. Lost the handle. Might have took his eyes off of it just for a moment. They got 49 Dawson Martin run the pass route. He's primarily a running back.
Yeah, he made the cardinal sin of a receiver. He was looking downfield when the ball hit his hands.
So it's 3rd and 21. They call him 21 on the board. 9:56 on the game clock. Slot right. Split left. Single man in the backfield. The pass one again. He lost the handle. About the same situation.
Well, I'll tell you, Kitchell can't put the ball any better than those last two, and I'm sure he's a little disappointed with his receiver's actions there.
Inside receiver is number 10, fielder Melkai, and now they're going to force, good guy was going to force him to punt the ball out of there.
Yeah, like I said, they're letting them get in front of them, but they're not letting them get behind them, so that's good.
I'm going to snap it from the 15th. Standing at the 1 is Carson Kitchell. They'll boost that one. Low elevation, fair catch. Caught by Landon Spidell at the West Lafayette 46-yard line.
Yeah, he had a couple guys right breathing down his neck, so that was a well-played fair catch.
So, Blue Devils take over. Good field position. So it's good field position that you start in the other team's territory.
That's right, that's right. Whenever you can start on their end, that's a big positive, wherever it is.
The Blue Devils break huddle. 9:47 on the game clock. Clock will start on the snap. They're going to go trips to the left. Split out wide right is Oliver Conaway. Single man in the backfield is Calvin Conant. Shotgun snap. Shotgun snap by taking right here Dallas Sapsong. There's the snap. Going to hand off right to left. Going to keep the ball. Going to be a boot. He's going to take it all around. A little bit of deception right there. And they use the quarterback to get a first down.
Yeah, you got to change things up every once in a while, and that looked like the play they've been running 4 or 5 times before, and he just kept a hold of it and took it down the sideline.
Remember, Peyton Manning did that, but he went the other way on a bootleg. Nobody knew he was going to carry the ball.
Well, I don't think that he really wanted to carry the ball either, but it worked out.
So, Blue Devils, ball spotted at the 32-yard line, right hash. They got trips to the left, tight end right. Shadja, going to hand off. Left right here, go up the middle. Calvin Condit did get a whole lot. Might have lost the half yard if he didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Going to call it no gain on the play.
That looks like that was big number 70, either 78, Henry Umalis, I believe, on the tackle.
So the Blue Devils, second down 10. Second 10, clock moving, 9:12. Second quarter, there's no score. West Lafayette Red Devils, Tipton Blue Devils. Shotgun formation. Condon in the backfield, just behind and to the right of Tapshaw. Trips to the left. They'll give it to Condon, he'll go straight up the gut. He'll go through hole. You look for him to maybe cut back like last week, but he's not able to this week.
So actually, I was wrong last time. That was Chase Taylor, and he made another excellent play right there at the line of scrimmage.
So Blue Devils get it to the 31. Pick up a yard on second down. It's 3rd and 9. Clock moving, 8:32. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Conant trips to the left. Tight end right. There's a snap, Capshaw. Pass play, left side. Caught by Oliver Conaway. And right there, makes a stop.
Benny Speaker, again, saw that. They tried that one time before, that little screen pass, and Benny played it exactly the way he played it the first time. He saw it, came up, and made a tackle for a loss.
They list him as a safety. 5'9", 147. He gets the most out of that trade.
Yeah, he sure does. When he's coming, he brings everything he's got.
So Landon Spidell going to back up to punt again. He's going to stand near the 50-yard line. The 50-yard snap. I believe it's Cole Hussey. Snap's good. Boots good. He's going to kick it too. He's kicking at the 5. They called a fair catch at the 5. That ball was thrown in the end zone.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you, Benny had a lot of room in front of him. He had nobody within about 18 yards of him, so he could have picked up some room there.
We're going to talk to a gentleman right now, Brad. I tell you what, Brad, you're West Lafayette. That's right, isn't it? That's your name, right? I said, what, you helped us before the game. Pronunciations. You are well informed here, sir.
Yeah, I do what I can.
You like helping the Red Devils very much so, don't you?
Yep. How many years? So, keep having fun.
How many years have you been doing it?
Oh, I've been up here for, I think, 8 years now. Help make video equipment work and keeping everything functioning so the coaches know what's going on.
So, there's first play from scrimmage. West Lafayette, he's out across the 10. We're about the 12-yard line. Pretty good right there. We're missing the ball carrier, 22. Kojo Steffi is just a freshman.
Yeah, Chase Hussey on a good tackle there. We picked up about 8.
Shot in formation, Steffi in the back deep. Carson Kitchell, pass play caught. First down yardage. The tackle right there by the Blue Devils. They get out to here, the 45.
And that was, Jojo Clouser out there, quarterback. I lost him, but got turned around, spin up, got back up, and got him again.
Carson Kitchell, empty backfield. Shotgun, 5 yards deep. Designates a shotgun. 3 yards would be a pistol. Going to work it right side. Going to bring it back. Kind of take a slide down right there. The catch was made by number 8, Nico. And then we'll look at that right there. Rombakis. And he made the catch.
Yeah, that was Joel Brandon and I believe Landon Spidell on the tackle.
So another empty backfield. Trip to the left. They're going to call timeout. Coach Shane Fry. Coach Fry going to use his first timeout here in the first half. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left, second quarter.
Yeah, I'm sure he wants to get something on the board here. You know, he's had a couple drives that stalled, and sure he'd like to, you know, go into halftime with some number other than a goose egg out there.
So 6.5 minutes left, nobody. I'm trying to think of the deepest penetration offensively.
Yeah, it was. They were. They think they had a couple down. What? They tried a field goal and missed from about the 16-17, and you know, the Blue Devils got down fairly far as well, and then lost a couple yards and tried to go for it on fourth down. I believe didn't make it.
The Blue Devils going to break down right there. They'll utilize the timeout call by West Lafayette. They'll jog out, play defensively. West Lafayette ready to go there at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Carson Kitchell with a drying hands with that towel sticking out the back side of his pants. We'll mention this game. Al Sackstar will wear that little bitty towel right out front. So shotgun formation. Steffi in the backfield. Pass play. And let it go. He's going to be caught. Pretty good field vision by Carson, I should say, right there. Field vision, Carson Kitchell. And I'm making a catch. They're going to hurry it up.
Looks like that was Landon Spidell, 14. 14 is, who's that, Conway?
Kitchell
on the reception, yes.
Really line it up right there, 48-yard line, middle of the field. Ball still in West Lafayette territory. The handoff. Get the handoff. Going to get out of bounds. Going to be a first down. That was 17, senior Liam Burton. Liam Burton, 5'11", just 154. And I tell you what, he can shoot.
Yeah. Kojo had almost had a block in the back, but he pulled up. I saw him throw his hands up. That's always the sign. I didn't do anything, Mr. Referee.
Slot right. Wing right. Pass play. Kitchell out of the shotgun. Pass caught. Flag comes in. They're spotting the... They're spotting the flag there, Larry. It's going to be a holding call on West Lafayette.
That's usually what it is when about that area, but nice play, and I think they're going to bring it back.
So they're going to talk it over. They're going to walk it towards the scoreboard as West Lafayette going to the south now. Blue Devils going towards the scoreboard to the north. 6:03 left. It's going to be a holding penalty. It'll be a 10-yard mark off. From where the flag lay, because that's where he thought that the infraction took place.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, they almost had a lineman downfield there, unless it was a back doing the holding.
So they're getting ready to walk it off, but they're trying to determine, hey, how many yards is that? Is it 5? Is it 10? I don't know.
I don't know. Trying to find their beanbag out there, I guess.
I say, well, you can't doubt these officials because they love what they're doing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they don't make a whole lot of money doing it, so they've got a passion for the game, and, you know, it's a tough job, and they never get much credit, but they do a great job.
Ball spotted back at the West Lafayette 49, 1st and 20. Shotgun, Carson Kitchell. Hand off, 22. That's Joe Steffi, and Steffi gets a lot of that yardage back. On this run, he's going to pick up about 13 yards on the run, but another flag on the field.
I tell you what, he's only 156 pounds, but he ran like he was about 200 there. He kept turning the legs and bouncing off people and carrying people on his back.
the flag on the play. We're waiting for the white-hatted gentleman. He's going to let us know. Is he going to let us know? And I'm not sure if it's illegal substitution from what he just did. Illegal substitution.
Again, I didn't see that at all, but I wasn't watching either, so who knows?
So, white-hatted gentleman, the official, he's the man in charge. He's wearing a white hat, jogging over, going to talk with Coach Cole. Coach Cole wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, I would, too. Like I said, I didn't see what was going on there, and an illegal substitution. They must have had either 12 on the field or I don't know. That's one that escapes me.
So Coach Cole passed him on the back. He got a good explanation. So white-hatted gentleman, they're going to mark it off. And they gave Cole the opportunity to take the play or take it back. And he wants more yardage.
Yeah, I would too. I'll give him another chance. But, now it's 20 yards to go for a first down.
Ball goes up to the 50-yard line from the left hash. Slot right, split left. Single man in the back goes Steffi. Shotgun snap taken by Carson Kitchell. He'll get to Steffi. He's tripped up. He'll get to the 45-and-a-half yard line. Good trip up.
Yeah, I believe that was Joel Brandon, defensive tackle, grabbing him by the foot.
So shotgun, both spotted at the 47 of Tipton. 5:28 clock moving. West Lafayette putting his ride together. The slant pattern. Another flag comes in. Out here by the logo head. And there's a lot of flags happening. The ball spotted. It's a good catch. Slant pattern. And he gets down to the 35. And I think he's going to go for not. Illegal man downfield. More than 3 yards downfield was one of their linemen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Those screen passes, I can't believe a guy could get that far downfield in that amount of time. But I guess they saw something I didn't. But I'm sure the Red Devil sideline is not liking all these penalties in a row, that's for sure.
So he's going to walk it off from the 47, from the line of scrimmage prior to the play. He's going to go back in West Lafayette territory. Going to spot it middle of the field at the West Lafayette 44-yard line. It's going to be second down and a long way. They kind of misspoke there. They misjudged the walk-off. They bring it back 5 yards to the south. So the ball spotted at the 49 of West Lafayette. Coach Shane Fry got his calculator out, and he don't see the same thing.
I'm sure he doesn't. And, sometimes these many penalties in a row will get a team really, get their juices flowing and get a little upset and start whacking people even harder. So be careful what you hope for.
So Coach Fry going to walk back to the sideline. Say what he says that his wife and his daughters are listening to us.
Really? That's great news. That somebody's out there listening to us.
That's back in Lafayette. So shotgun formation, empty backfield. Slot right, trip to the left. Carson Kitchell dropping the throw. Looking left, let's it go. Found an opening. She's made it to first down, and it's going to be a score. It's going to be a 51-yard pass play. Carson Kitchell, and he threw a bat on a dart.
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know who the receiver was down there, but there was a great downfield block on Joe Clouser, 81. He had to, he was in the right position, but somebody just came out and just drove him out of there, and great downfield block. I'll tell you, we always tell receivers, that turns a, 15, 20-yard play into a 7-point play or a 6-point play.
Nico Rumbakas from side extra point. The holder is Carson Kitchell. 6-0 contest, 4:56 left. Blue Devils plenty of time to equal the touchdown before halftime. So 3-yard approach. I believe the whistle has blown. Play clock is at 5:04. And they're going to take the penalty. They're going to back up 5 and then try it for just 5 yards further for the, and that's not much difference.
Not a whole lot, but kickers are kind of quirky. Who knows? He might like it a little further away, feel better about it. I don't know.
So, dealing a game, they'll back up 5 yards. they were going to try a 20-yarder. This one's going to make it a 25-yarder. We may see Carson Kitchell come up from that crouch position and run a play.
I tell you what, he's, you know, whenever you have a quarterback that's a holder, you always have that possibility, so that we'll see if they've got that trick up their sleeve.
A holder's the only guy in the whole game that can get up while his knees aren't attached. The shotgun formation, Carson Kitchell, going to be the holder. Broom Bacchus, the kicker. He'll ask for the snap. He'll get a snap, good snap, good hold. It's low elevation to the right. It's no good. Larry, that always leaves the door wide open.
Yeah, it does. You know, we don't hardly kick at all in middle school. We've got a very good kicker who could do it. We always go for two, and, you know, it's one of those things. It's whatever your preference is, and obviously he feels strongly about his kicker, so that's what they did.
I tell you what, Blue Devils probably looking for a kicker next year. They got two seniors on their kicking staff. Dakota Ferg is one of them, and 83 Christian, what's that name there? Paredes?
Paredes.
He's the other one. They're both seniors.
Well, his brother is down there, just started playing. He's got a couple more practices before he starts playing. It's Pablo Paredes Lopez, and he's a soccer player as well, so he might be able to help out. And middle school, we got an eighth grader, Jaron Allers, big kid, about 6'2", 220. He can kick the ball. So we've got some guys coming up to take over their reins on that one.
Sounds good, Larry. You know everything. I said, well, you're right there connected. How'd your team do this week?
Well, we beat Elwood, but they came and then fought us. Eighth grade, 120-12, and seventh grade had three long touchdown passes, the same quarterback, the same receiver, so they won, I believe, 28-6.
That's wonderful. So they're going to back up and get this ball away. Again, it's going to be number 8, Nico Rumbaka. He's a 5'7 senior, weighs in at 153. I tell you what, he can get some momentum, he can get some power in that foot. You know, be end under end. It's going to be taken at the 7 by the Blue Devils. Working on the turn, you know, they're working straight up the field. They're going to spot him at the 25, and they're going to say his forward progress got there.
Mr. Mitrione again. He's all over the place. He's a heck of a ball player there. Plays looks like a stand-up defensive end position on defense, and he's been wreaking havoc. He's been in the backfield several times.
The Blue Devils have it at their own 25. 4:49 left, second quarter. 6-0 contest. West Lafayette on the board. Shotgun formation. Dallas Capshaw working tight end left. Cole Huskey going to pitch it left. And not a lot of room to run right there. Going to be a 1-yard loss on the play.
Guess who? Porter Mitrione once again.
So the ball spotted at the 24-yard line of Tipton. Comes halfway to the sideline, gets the play, checks the wristband. He's in the huddle now, calling the play. Play clock is at 22. Game clock is at 4:22. Shotgun formation just inside the left hash. Trips to the right for the Blue Devils. Single man in the backfield, Calvin Conant, we do believe. Dallas Capshaw called for the cadence to get the snap. He'll hand off. Up the deck, going to pick up some yardage. Might have got 3, might have got 4 yards on the carry. That was Calvin Condon.
Cooper Kitchell there on the stop from his, cornerback position, I believe?
Yep. So Cooper Kitchell, getting his name mentioned quite often in this ballgame.
Yeah, he's got a nose for the ball. You can tell he and Mitrione, you know, there's just certain guys that can see things. They just got a nose for the football, and those two certainly have it.
The ball's finally at the 28-yard line, Tipton territory. Trips to the right. Condon in the backfield. Shotgun snap going to be taken by Dallas Capshaw. In a pass play. In the flat right side. Reading the coverage there, reading the pass. Catch is made by Oliver Conaway. Conaway didn't have a lot of places to go.
And that was Jacob Deutsch on the tackle there, and he saw that coming. It looked like Capshaw was bobbling that snap a little bit. He just got the handle of it to get it over there.
So Blue Devils go back up in formation. It'll be a 13-yard snap, now 14. Landon Spidell. Gunners ready to go. looking for the snap. Clock moving, 250. You're going to boot it out of there. Going to get some elevation. He's going to come down on the 44-yard line of West Lafayette. He'll go into Blue Devil territory. Flag comes in on the play, Larry. And he's going to get back to the 42, but another flag.
Yeah, Benny Speaker there again. He, I like the way he runs these kicks. He comes right up the middle. That's one thing that, you know, and coaches, we always say, you know, get north and south, get north and south. And some guys like to dance around, but not him. He takes it and gets positive yardage.
And they hold on the return. They're holding on the return, so they'll back it up 10, and they'll put it just barely into West Lafayette territory.
Yeah, the Blue Devils get a little home cooking here on the, on their field tonight. Seems like everything's going the way of, against the Red Devils and the, for the Blue Devils.
So the Red Devils are going to start their possession at their own 45-yard line. A little bit left of pitch, or of the right hash, I should say. Twins to the left. Twins right. Two men in the back of the steppy. They'll go out in the flat or get a pass from Carson Kitchell. And Steffi's going to get a first down. Pretty good play right there. Defensively, you got to be on the move when you get that guy in motion.
Yeah, and he's a shifty guy. And got off one, got a fake off and got past one guy, but I think that was Cole Hussey got him down.
So West Lafayette takes it to the 44 of Tipton. 2:33 on the game clock. And off up the middle. Posse Dane is going to pick up another first down. Steffi. Two runs, two first downs.
Yeah, Coach, you can tell he's got some springs and some speed on him, so they're going to have to watch out. He's a guy that can break it at any time.
Just a freshman. They're going to stop him and kill this play. Prior to the snap, West Lafayette won the timeout. So West Lafayette, yeah, they call, I think they'll take that back. It's going to be on the Blue Devils. Blue Devils called the timeout, not West Lafayette.
Yeah, that, as you said, a freshman there, you know, if a freshman's getting in there, and especially in a, you know, one of the skill positions, you know he's a player because, you know, normally they don't, you know, they put it in the hands of those young guys, but he's something special.
Hey, Larry, last week we were talking about top 10 NFL head coaches. We got three left. Let's talk about Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, well, he was drafted to play football by Detroit back in 64. Bill Parcells, and then we'll talk about him. Dwayne Charles, Bill Parcells. Dwayne Charles. I tell you what, I remember not too long ago, but I don't know how long ago it was, but Bill Parcells, he was called by, he called Mr. Bobby Knight, their friends. He said, hey, Bobby, I'm going to be coming in to the International Airport there in Indianapolis. Can you pick me up? He says, what time would that be? He said, 2 a.m. He said, 2 a.m., I'll be there.
Well, you hear stories like that about Coach Knight, and, yeah, he was one of a kind for sure.
Going to line it up, shotgun formation, 220 left. See him in the backfield, Steffi. He's going to roll motion again to the right, dropping a throw with Kitchell. Pass play is going to be caught. Flag comes in. I think this might be interference. But I think it might be on the blue. I'm not sure. Catch is made in a West Lafayette pass play in the end zone. And that was a 33-yard pass play.
Yeah, that was Bill Clouser had really pretty good coverage there. In fact, I think he bumped him a little early out, but he was in good position. But the guy made a great catch, and there's nobody there behind him.
He just had patience, waiting for the ball. And I'm it's a 12-0 contest. I say what, even if he gets this extra point, if they go for one, the door is still open.
Yeah, I mean, Tipton's going to have to get some points on the board here, but we'll see how this one goes.
So they're talking about it right now. There's still the flag laying out there on the field, right near the 10-yard line. And so they're going to kick, that penalty has to be enforced. You don't know whether or not it's going to be enforced here on the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that receiver, he kind of boxed out really good, you know, like a basketball rebound. You know, he positioned his body, and if he didn't catch it, he was going to get the call, and that's obviously he was
well-coached receiver to position himself like that.
I think I misspoke. Coach Shane Fry has declined the penalty. That makes better sense. But they can't really overlook a lot of penalties that they have to carry over because they were committed, but that's not one of them. Shotgun or human lineup, I should say, Carson Kitchell. He has spotted at the 10. Nico Rumbaka is going to try the extra point. So looking for a snap. There's a snap, and Blue Devils are offside. They're going to give them half the distance, Larry. They may go for two now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll take a delay. I guess they could do that if their kicker likes to kick it from a little farther like he did last time. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Well, opportunity to go for two and make it an even 14.
Yeah, that is a good point there, yeah. The way they Coach O'Steffi's been running the ball or their short screens are going, that'd probably be something I'd think about doing.
The officials pulling West Lafayette back out. They might have thought that was over. That was his point after, but no. Penalty there. And they're going to take it to the 1.5-yard line. I tell you what, a quarterback can call their own number at the 1.5.
I certainly wouldn't go out at the shotgun here. I'd get right up under there, and quarterback take it himself, pick a hole, and guys behind him start pushing.
Well, we've yet to see Carson Kitchell under center.
That spread offense, you know, you're not going to see that very much. So if he does get under there, if you see him get under there, they'll pretty much know what's going to happen next.
Coach Fry getting in an explanation right there from the white-hatted official. All the officials met with both coaches before the game, made sure everything was lined up, and that's a good way to go.
Yeah, they even talked to the ball boys over here. They said, they told them, hey, I don't know if you've done this before, but you better stay in my back pocket because I'm going to be moving up and down. When I need a new ball, it better be there in my hand.
So let's try the point after the inside of kick. There's a snap, there's a hold, there's a boot right down Meridian. 13-0. The door's still open.
Yeah, he got that one up in the air and right down the middle. So whatever woes he was having kicking that ball, he straightened it out.
So the Blue Devils getting ready to receive 2:13 left here in the first half. 13-0 contest. West Lafayette has scored on their last two possessions.
Yeah, they had those three penalties right in a row, three or four. And like I said, when I commented on that, you know, sometimes that's enough to get the juices flowing. And you know, especially in a way team says, hey, we're having to play against them and the Strike Shirts. And they got a little upset and decided to take it out on the Blue Devils.
Larry, we got a little time here. We'll talk about Chuck Knoll. Chuck Knoll coached the Steelers. I tell you what, his quarterback, Terry Bradshaw, some people said they had differences of opinion. Terry Bradshaw could absolutely throw the football, and he had his index finger on the tip of the ball.
Now, not too many guys do that, but Terry's one of a kind. I can see why there's probably a little give and take there. Terry's not one to not speak his mind, let's just put it that way.
Chuck Knoll, four Super Bowls in the 70s. They were trying that one for the thumb.
Yeah, they tell you, in my opinion, though, the Patriots, I know they got more, but those Steeler teams in those years were as dominant a team as I've seen.
Charles Henry Knoll.
Henry. Well, that's okay. That's okay.
He was born on January 5th in the year of 1932. Here comes the boot. Rumbaka's low elevation can be tip pass. Could be one bounce into the hands of the Blue Devils. They get it back out to about the 29-yard line. Clock will stop at 2:07. Blue Devils, I'm going to put it in play right there, and they're going to say it's at the 28.
And they had the penalty on the kickoff, and it looked like Chase Hussey was a short man, got that low kick, and just took it right up the middle like a fullback.
So they did enforce the penalty.
Yes, they kicked from the, I believe, the 45 there.
So the Blue Devils have it at their own 29-yard line, 2:07. Clock will start on the snap. Dallas Capshaw in the backfield. Calvin Condon split out wide right to Fidel. Good handoff, left to right. Calvin Condon, Podsey Dane. He'll pick up about five on the play. Calvin Condon moving the football.
So Ian Zolkowski again on the tackle, and again, that was a nice surge. The line did get a little surge there, and Calvin just put his head down and ran hard.
Ball resting near the 35 of Tipton at the right hash. Clock is moving 140. Second down, 5. Shotgun, Dal Chapshaw. Giving directions to his wide out. Slot left, Calvin Conant in the backfield. Tight end right. There's a snap. There's a handoff, Calvin Conant. They get across the 35, and he's going to be maybe out through the 36. 121 left. And I'm looking for West Lafayette maybe to stop the clock here.
Yeah, that was, Kitchell and Tolkowski on the stop. Old defensive coach like me likes the way to see those linebackers coming downhill. They see it, and they don't waste any time getting there.
So third down, they're calling it 4 on the board. Timeout on the surface. West Lafayette trying to conserve some clock here. They think they can keep Tipton from picking up the first down.
Yeah, so they will get the ball back with a minute and change to play, and they're clicking pretty good right now.
So Blue Devils talking it over right then. We'll talk about this guy. Everybody knows this guy's name, Larry. What is that name on the bottom?
Oh, that's the man they named the trophy after, Vince Lombardi.
Vincent Thomas Lombardi. Vince Lombardi, I tell you what, he was born on June 11th, 1913. I tell you what, he's been credited for Green Bay, putting Green Bay on the map.
Yes, he did. And I tell you, one of his first year in Green Bay, he told his team, nobody can be perfect, but we're going to strive for perfection and end up with excellence. And that's a term I've used a lot, coaching.
Winning isn't everything.
It's the only thing.
So shotgun formation, Capshaw. The pitch is to the left, Calvin Condon. Condon across the 35, maybe the 36 or 37. Looks like the line judge is 37. Sometimes those line judges don't match up.
Yeah, I tell you, that play, even though he didn't make the tackle, was made by J.J. Weta. I believe that's how it's pronounced his name, Weta Weta. He turned that ball back inside, just played his position perfectly, and could not get outside, so he had to turn it up. So a lot of times the guy that makes the tackle isn't really the guy that made the play, and number 5 made the play on that one.
And what, J.J. White, just a sophomore, his older brother, he caught passes, I think, when he was a sophomore, and then Coach Shane Fry moved him to quarterback, and that guy could play.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that, but it's funny how those football genes stay in the family, doesn't it?
Well, back when Destin Shearer was the quarterback, he ended up being a quarterback after being a tight end in 8th grade. Before the season was over, Smitty, Dan Smith, said, hey, let's try you at quarterback. They tried him at quarterback. He played 2 years varsity. Justin said 3 years varsity. Then he went to Wisconsin, played for the Badgers.
Yeah, and I tell you, his brother was a heck of an athlete, too. Chad still owns the Heights rushing record and in the Heights Sports Hall of Fame and played at IU linebacker.
No wonder center, Dallas Capshaw. 4th and 3. They're just going to try to jump off side. Hard count is going to net the Blue Devils the first down.
Well, again, Porter Mitrione, he's been doing it all night, getting the backfield. He was attempting to do that once again, and they just caught him with the long count.
Blue Devils probably going to at least keep possession of this ball till halftime.
I think so, yeah. I don't know that they're going to throw a whole lot here. They might throw some screens or thing, maybe take a shot if it gets down there a few seconds to play, but they're going to want to move the ball and hold on to it.
1:17, clock will start on the snap. Blue Devils pull up off sides right there, get a first down. Capshaw, handoff, right side, Calvin Conant. He's outside the 35, near the 36, and another flag on the play.
Yeah, Chase Taylor, big number 72, was in the backfield, had an arm around his waist, but couldn't bring him down, and, boy, he was stomping his feet. You know, as a defensive tackle, you always like to, hear your name over the speakers, and he did a good job again. Didn't make the tackle, but I think he made the play. He slowed him down just enough to keep him from making any yardage.
So, all of the necessary roughness, I'm not sure that this is. But they're going to mark it off. Blue Devils are going to take an advantage of this penalty. They're going to go across the 50 into West Lafayette territory. It is.
Charter. Well, that's a big break for the Blue Devils, and they've had a couple of them here, and let's see if they can capitalize.
They got a minute 12, but they got Capshaw. Capshaw can unleash it. Take him in the back of Calvin Connick. To the left, short side of the field is Landon Spidell. Far out right side is Oliver Conaway. Shotgun. Going to hand off the Condit. Connick going to go inside the 40. He's going to move the pile. And a pretty strong leg there by Condit.
Yeah, Nolan McPherson, the other defensive tackle, made that play there as well. So guys on the inside making some good plays.
I tell you what, right there, sportsmanship. Right there, Tipton Blue Devils. I believe it was Aiden Blair. He was helping back up to the surface, 72 Chase Taylor. IHSAA likes that. Going to keep the ball again. Going to go right side after the fake. And Dallas Capshaw, he's going to pick up a couple. If he didn't get out of bounds, clock's going to roll 26 seconds.
Yeah, that same play they got a lot of yards on last time, but David Curl, linebacker, chased that one down and showed good speed.
So timeout, Blue Devils. I think Blue Devils had one, maybe two of them. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like Blue Devils are starting to wear down a little bit. You know, they got a lot of guys going both ways and some inexperienced guys. So, you know, that could be a factor in the second half. You know, you've got West Lafayette with a lot of ball players over there and not too many guys going both ways. So, you know, Kitchell Boy and some others. But they've got to look a little fresher at this point than the Blue Devils.
Yeah, well, you go to halftime, you listen to the coach talk, and adrenaline takes over, and you come back revamped.
Well, yeah, you know, I think they need to look a little bit on how they're defending this this spread offense. You know, they're giving them, in my opinion, a little too much cushion, but then again, you don't want a guy to get behind you. When they did on this big long pass play, Joe Clouser had him, you know, had him covered about as well as he can, and they still made a play, so I don't know if you want to tighten up a little bit on that or not. I wouldn't question Coach Toll on his opinion on how to defend a team, but that might be something they want to think about at least.
So, West Lafayette, defensively, you're ready. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of West Lafayette. 18 seconds left. There's the whistle. Clark with clock to start on the snap. Capshaw, he was up the throw. He was throw right side, caught. He got out of bounds. Got out of bounds. The clock did run a little bit, but it's hard to see across the way. 12.9 left.
Yeah, Oliver Conaway caught that only about a 3-4 yard gain. Got out of bounds. Stopped the clock.
So ball spotted at the 34-yard line. I tell you what, they got to get quick out. I mean, they could think about Dakota Ferg.
Well, yeah, they have to be a pretty sizable out pattern to get in his range, but see what they do here.
He told me 40 yards is good for him.
Well, you know, kickers, they always have a high opinion of themselves, you know, so I'm not sure that's realistic. Maybe with the wind behind him, who knows?
No wind tonight. Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw. You're going to hand off, right to left, going to go back right. Condit inside the 30. And that's going to be to the 29. Clock's at 8.6. There's the line of scrimmage. They're going to snap it. And immediately they could spike it. They could spike it, but, and let's see if they do. They do. They leave 3 point something. Clock is going to be stopped at 2.4. And I think they might stand out. Let's see what they're going to do. And I think we might see an opportunity here. They're going to spot it at the 36. It's going to be a 46-yard attempt, Dakota Ferg.
Well, we'll see if he's got that strong leg he talked about.
Well, let's just hope he gets it to the end zone. But, right hash. He's going to take about a 4-yard approach, and he'll make it 3. Soccer style, right for the kicker. Spends 3 days a week on the soccer field. Here comes the boot. Low elevation. Just right, Whitey had the distance.
Yeah, he could tell he really, that was probably beyond his range, so he really tried to get it and just kicked all the way through it. All right, so it's halftime here, Tipton Ford Field. We are at 13-0 in favor of the West Lafayette Red Devils.
So we're at halftime, and can I borrow this? We're at halftime with some little light here. I'm glad they brought this little lamp light. It's good. And we're missing. We are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. We're missing. This game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. We'll also mention they have up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck for the Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Dirk. You'll find Dirk and we'll mention Pimpsy Truck Rentals. The name Pimpsy alone takes away any possible concern for travel. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. They're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. We'll mention Tuesday through Friday, they're open 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, they're open 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in Tipton. And also, this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. And this game is also in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage. They have indoor, outdoor storage. They have flex storage. They're getting ready to open up. Keep them in mind. They're working on their facility right now. It's about ready to open. We'll mention you can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. You can go to www.aipsindiana.com. Again, that's aipsindiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street, Arcadia, Indiana. It's right there by the ballpark in Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. Smith and Lantau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family.
They're located at 114 4th Street. That's in Tipton, 46072. We welcome you at Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call them at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of their patients. Smith and Lantau Family Dentistry. And also bringing this thing to you, Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear Century 21 Sheets Company. It's right there on 96th Street between Hamilton and Marion County. She's a real estate agent. She's a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years' experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. So it's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear, Central 21, 317-513-4086. And this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. And Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. You can visit them online, TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Keep your eyes peeled. They're building an over and under right there. They're trying to shave off 45 minutes from traveling from Indianapolis to South Bend. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gunsmiths. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook. Larson, spelled out. A-N-G, Sons, spelled out, Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons, Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, safe practice shooting, always spoken, at Target Sports. And this game is also in part being brought to you by Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable
with who and where you choose to care for you financially. At Encompass Credit Union, they provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. They welcome each member as if they are their only member. That's Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, they are community-minded just like you. You can reach them by phone at 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web, it's EncompassCU.org. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Kitchen Ace Hardware. Kitchen Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit them at Ace Hardware, 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're just east of Tractor Supply and next to Riley's Auto Parts. For all of your backyard grill needs, hardware, home improvements, lawn and garden, paint, and much, much more, visit them in the store. They also have curb service for your convenience. And you are also able to visit them online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and highly recommended. Ace Hardware, Tipton, the helpful place. Dial them up at 765-675-6747. Again, that's 765-675-6747. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by Jim Daniels, Jim Daniels Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Daniels, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, then they're right there at Jim Daniels Restaurant. You can put all of their guess first, no matter what town it is. Noblesville, to Jim Dandy Restaurant, Jim Dandy. Looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Rutledge Well Drilling. Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning. Water softeners. Iron filters and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana, licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional, serving our community for more than 30 years. That's Rutledge Well Drilling. And also, this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices are low. They're so low you may want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-7391. Again, that number is 317-773-7391. Online, it's NoblesvilleTrophies.com. This game is also in part being brought to you by Dipperfeld Copies, conveniently located at the west edge of Noblesville at 100 Mensa Drive, 46062. They're behind Pizza Hut, right off of State Road 32. They provide next-day service on most items. They also provide setup services. If you need typesetting, they can help you out. You can turn your artwork into things like note cards, notepads, prints, and calendars. And it's never too early to think about personalized Christmas cards. Posters, oversized printing available. Planning a wedding? They print all of your wedding needs at Dipperfeld Copies. 317-773-8783. 317-773-8783. That's Dipperfeld Copies. And also bringing this game to you is AGM Auto, LLC. AGM Auto, they're west of Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, and your routine oil changes to extend the longevity from each of your automobiles. At AGM Auto, they welcome you. New ownership, same quality work, and same friendly faces. AGM Auto. They're currently located west of Arcadia at 6660 East 266 Suites. They've been here for a little while, I think since March. I believe that's true. And they're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, that's AGM Auto, west of Arcadia. And we'll also mention they restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. That's AGM Auto. So they're getting stretched out right now, Larry. Is it 18-minute mark?
Yeah, I got a little bit of time here, about 50 seconds, so it's counting down here pretty quick, and should have a good one in the second half. You know, it's going to be tough on the Blue Devils. I said they've got a lot of guys going both ways, and West Lafayette doesn't have too many going both ways. So, you know, that wearing down factor might come up here in the second half.
Well, the sun's gone down. The field is illuminated beautifully.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to see West Lafayette's numbers. Again, that silver on white is a little hard on the eyes there to catch it, but we're doing the best we can.
What, Northwestern had some numbers a couple of years. They were just atrocious to read them. We said that on the air several times, and they got better numbers, easier to read.
Really? Were they silver, too, or light colored? I know they're purple.
They were dark uniforms and dark numbers.
Gotcha, like those Northwestern ones that you can't read. You know, purple with black numbers. Yeah, who thought of that was a good idea?
I think Dan Armstrong probably fixed that up.
Yeah, I think so.
Now they got Mr. Horseman. Dan retired. I tell you what, he did a tremendous job. Dan Armstrong kind of reminds me of James Arnett. So they're going to boot it away. It's going to be the West Lafayette Red Devils. Ball boy, going to bring the ball out there. They're going to kick the ball that they want to kick. Probably an older ball. It looks a little bit dark. And that's a good idea. Now, NFL got to kick that K ball no matter how hard it is. So they're going to back up to kick the ball away. It's going to be Room Baca. He's a kicker, place kicker. And I'm going to kick this one away. So here comes the boot. Soccer style. Good boot from Room Baca. And he's taking it to the chin, Calvin Condit. Condit going to bring it back to the 20-yard line. 10-yard return right there. And good play right there, making the stop.
That's Porter Mitrione again on the shoestring tackle. He's got a nose for the football.
So they're spotted at the 20. Going to bring it into the left hash. Blue Devils are going towards the scoreboard here in the third quarter. They're going to the north. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Dallas Sapshaw in the backfield. Next to him, to his left, it's Calvin Conner. Trips to the right, spit out wide left. He'll take the handoff and keep it himself. Capshaw. Capshaw got to take care of that football. He's got that ball kind of loose, like a Walter Payton type of football carry.
Yeah, Martin Gazzo came up and slowed him up a little bit. Didn't make the tackle, but Mitrione followed up with a good tackle once again.
I tell you what, you remember Dallas Cowboys, Emmitt Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He always carried the ball in his left arm, no matter which sideline he was on. That's his strong arm.
Really? I didn't know that. Didn't know that at all.
He got some records. Shotgun formation, Dallas Sapshaw. To his right in the backfield, Calvin Condit. Going to be in motion right there. Might have. Say what? They call it a false start. We call it illegal procedure. They'll back up five.
Looked like a tight end clinch there.
So they're going to spot it back to the 19-yard line. It's going to be second and 11. Sapshaw gets the play from Coach Dustin Shear. Dustin Shear at Weiser, Wisconsin, wore 18. I think I was missing that. And then their kicker was also 18. They just couldn't be on the field at the same time.
Yeah, those double numbers kill me anymore. We used to not have that at all.
Shotgun formation, Calvin Conner. Capshaw in the backfield. Motion away. Going to be a jet sweep with Landon Spidell. Spidell going to get just across the 20. And he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and 10.
Yeah, that was, let's see who that was. Jacob Deutsch on the tackle. Yes, Jacob Deutsch, number one.
So the Blue Devils need 10. See if they go to the air or they get it to Condit. They're going to line up in a slot left in the slot. Should they on the line of scrimmage in the middle. Lane of Spidell to his left. Number 8. That's Oliver Conaway. Here comes the motion again. They're going to hand off to Condit. Condit's going to maybe lose half a yard. And looks like the Blue Devil's going to line up in punt formation.
And that was J.J. Weida on the tackle from, I believe, inside position.
So Coach Cole is going to send out the punting unit. Several guys right there. Going to back up to punt once again. Landon Spidell, one of the most athletic kids I've seen in a while.
Yes, he is. He plays a lot of sports and does them all well.
So he's going to line up about 14 yards deep. He lets you know he's ready. And then here comes the ball. He's going to boost that out there. He's got some high elevations, going to land on the 50, going to bounce the Blue Devils wrong way, and they're going to spot it there about the 46. That's a bad bounce for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, it went right backwards, like, kind of like a wedge shot in the PGA. It bit and backed up.
So the Blue Devils going to play defense. Ball's going to be spotted. And it kind of gave them a yard right there, but for that spot.
Yeah, it looked like it. I don't know exactly where he touched it, but I thought it was more towards the 46 than it is the 40, or 45, I should say.
I don't think you could get more truer on a field like this. So 45-yard line, it's nose up, just inside the right hash. Carson Kitchell in the backfield, shotgun quarterback. Steffi to his left, going to roll out. Left side, they're going to go with that play again. Pass it out near the West Lafayette sideline. And Steffi, I tell you what, that guy's got some wheels.
Yeah, he got into the defensive backfield in a hurry, a little diagonal screen pass, and he just broke it up. Joe Clouser was there to knock him out, but not until he picked up, about 15 yards, I guess.
So they get a first down. Shotgun quarterback again, Carson Kitchell. Going to give it back to Steffi. Steffi's inside the 25-yard line. And not quite a first down. It's going to be about second and 3.
Yeah, he bounced off Dakota Garmin there, and I'll tell you what, I just keep feeding him the ball. He's like a little pinball out there, just bouncing off everybody.
A little tempo, no huddle, quick offense for West Lafayette. He's going to find the end zone. Steffi
Stampy going to put it in. 23 yards out. That's 22. Kojo Stampy. He's listed at 5'9", 156. Just a freshman.
Yeah, he's going to be exciting people in West Lafayette for the next 4 years, and he keeps running like that. That was a pretty good-sized hole, but, boy, he was through it in a hurry, and defensive backs didn't even have time to react to that one.
So Carson Kitchell going to put the ball down. He'll be the holder. Backing up, soccer style, 3 yards. Nico Rumbakas. And a fire right there. He was down by contact because his knee was still down. But they didn't yell fire. Maybe they did. So fire in the hole, and that's going to be the whole thing right there. We're going to kick off now.
Yeah, I think somebody just bumped him there when his knee was on the ground. I guess that, you know, that counts as contact, and so we'll see what happens here. They're talking about it, so I don't know what they've decided at this point.
They're still all down by the goalpost, south end of the field, and they're going to kick off. That was it. You get one try.
Yeah, I just saw the umpire down there waving his arms like he was safe, but it's not baseball, so it must have been no good.
So knee on the ground, Blue Devil touchy. It's down by contact. So Blue Devils go down 19 points. Blue Devils need to put a drive together.
Yeah, I know they're probably going to stay on the ground here, but, you know, just trying to be as competitive as possible, and we'll see how they pull themselves up by the bootstraps here.
Blue Devils went a quarter and a half, maybe 20 minutes before they gave up their first score.
Yeah. And I think some of that's, you know, the coach is starting to see something over there, West Lafayette coaching staff, and, you know, starting to feed the ball to their freshman and having confidence in him. So, it's going to be a tough way to go here, but I'm sure the Blue Devils are going to keep fighting hard. That's a trademark of Coach Toll's team.
So, well, Larry, this week we lost a very key item in the Cowboys organization, Gil Brandt, 91 yards. Gil Brandt scouted for the Dallas Cowboys. He found Roger Staubach. I didn't know this, but Roger Staubach was drafted by Kansas City, and Gil Brandt found him. And he's quite a quality guy. Dallas Cowboys couldn't have lived without him.
Yeah, I tell you, he brought a lot of fame and fortune to the Cowboys with the players that he convinced, you know, got drafted, and just a fantastic dynasty there.
But look at the boot away. Rumbakas, here comes the approach. There's the boot. And under in, it's going to be taken in the air. It's a 12. Blue Devils, it's Oliver Conaway. Conaway going to get across the 20. He'll get near 23 yards on it. Conaway, that's not a bad return.
No, he started up, and then he decided to go sideways, and I think half of the Red Devils kick team was on him there. It'd probably be easier to say who wasn't on the tackle on that one.
So the Blue Devils going to put it in play at their own 23-yard line. 8:54 on the third quarter clock. Clock will start on the snap. Clouser enters the huddle. Play clock is just beginning at 25. Blue Devils adjourn in unison with a hand clap. They're going to line up, trips, top of the screen, to the right. Tight end left, Cole Hudson. Team in the backfield, Connie. He's going to get the pitch from Capstall. He's going to work it around the right end. He's going to break contain. He gets a little bit of yardage, but he does break contain right there on West Lafayette.
David Curl on the tackle there, number two. He got a nice little surge there and got as much as he could.
So, going to pick up five. It's second and five. Capshaw from the sideline. Going to call the play. Play clock is at 23. Chase Tussey thought he was in the game. He is in the game. No, let's see. And we'll see. Clouser's going to come off the field. They're going to have to tell Chase Tussey what the play is. Because he didn't make it to the huddle, he adjourned. Might have known. 8:11 left. Clock moving. Dallas Capshaw. Calvin Time to his right. He'll get the hand off. He'll go right to left. They go one hole. Might have spanned it out to the three hole. Timed it. I take that back. That's Chase Hussey on the run.
Yeah, that was Mitrione from the outside and Curl from the inside.
So the ball spotted right there at the 30-yard line. Third down three. Blue Devils need three to keep this drive alive.
Capshaw in the huddle calling the play. 17 on the play clock. They adjourn to the line of scrimmage. 12 seconds left. They're going to line up trips to the left. Hussey's going to be off the ball, off the line right there. Shotgun formation. Snap taking. The pitch at left. Calvin Condit. Condit going to get to the 20 to 33, and I think he's going to have a first down.
Curling Mitrione again. Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside for the Red Devils.
That's the first down. They don't need to measure. This true field.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they paid enough to have them put in that way, so no squiggly ones out there.
Yeah, I was watching them put the numbers here. They put the surface down, then they bring the flippity-floppity numbers over. They cut where they cut out where they go, and they sew them in.
How about that? I wasn't aware of that.
I didn't know it either. Shotgun formation. Sticking in the back, you'll see his left. He's Condit. You'll get the handoff, left to right. That's actually Jace Hussey. Jace Hussey going to be pulled down right there.
Mitrione again, and number 42, that is Martin Gazzo.
So, no gain. Second down, 10. Ball's at the left hash, 33-yard line. Oliver Conaway spread out wide left. Wide right is Brandon Spidell. Capshaw, shotgun, going to drop the throw. Pass play, right side, down to Oliver Conaway. Catch is good. He'll be tackled out of bounds. He'll stop the clock. And that was pretty good. Almost simultaneously, he caught the ball and he got tackled.
Yeah, Nico Rumbakis came up on that one, made a nice play, and forced him out of bounds with a nice wrap-up and just drove him out.
Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. Third down, 6. Another third down play. Blue Devils trying to move the chains once again. Spin out wide right, landing Spidell. Left, Oliver Conaway. In the backfield, he's dropped the throw. Looks like Conaway didn't go down the seam. Give and go. There's a team on the way. Oliver Conaway was trying to get by the defensive back right there, but that ball was overthrown. But there's no such thing as an uncatchable ball in high school.
Oh, and Nico Rumbakis had him covered very well, so even if that one was on the money, I'm not sure he could have caught it.
So a penalty there would have been good, even though it was overthrown. But I'm going to line it up again. 38-yard line. Blue Devils back in punt formation. And the 14-yard snap here to Landon Spidell. They get a good snap. He'll boot it out of there. Line drive rope. He's taking him at the 35. They're going to say his knee drag, evidently. His knee must have touched down right there. So he'll be at the 30. And on the return, didn't get a return.
Yeah, Benny Speaker, squatted down to pick it up. I couldn't tell from here. It was close either way. So that was, I guess they got a better view than I do.
So, Blue Devils going to play defense. Get ready, West Lafayette. They're huddled up on their sideline. They're going to use the play clock in such a manner. They're going to jog out, go through the line of scrimmage. So they're lined up. Carson Chisholm, empty back to you. Steffi lined up as a receiver, trips to the left, going to go deep motion. Put another play right there out of the deep motion. Slot right, pass is caught. We'll work it back around. 17, Liam Burton found an opening. He's going to go up the sideline. It's just a down the sideline. The West Lafayette sideline. He's going to go the distance. And a 70-yard pass play, and Carson Kitchell didn't throw it very far.
No, I tell you, he had a couple blockers out there, one being Kojo Steffi, and it was like a swarm of bees there. There were bodies flying all around, but he came out of the hive and took it to the house.
So West Lafayette, a one-play drive. Going to try the point after. So they're going to spot it again right there at the 10. Carson Kitchell, the holder, and they'll work it from there. And snap, I think it's Benny Speaker. So there's a snap. It'll roll out this time. They're going to try this one. So they yell fire. Couldn't get the kick away. They slide out. Tackle the holder in the backfield. That's Carson Kitchell. No good.
Yeah, I don't think that was planned. I think he might have bobbled it a little bit, but he hopped up real quick and tried to take it outside, but Landon Spidell was already in there on him.
And you thought that was planned. I thought that was planned. I thought they were actually working on that play, and I thought that was planned all the way.
Well, maybe it was. Maybe I was wrong, but it kind of looked like he hesitated just a bit, but maybe that was part of the play, you know, just stay down there just a half a second, make him think, you know, something's going on that's not going on.
Carson Kitchell, 6'3", 178. He's also the punter. That Kitchell name is just synonymous with Ted Kitchell. Remember Ted Kitchell? 81 NCAA right there, and Randy Whitman at the other corner. So Bobby Knight got three titles. And McCracken? He got two, 40 and 53. Bobby Knight, what did he get? 76, 81, and 87 with Keith Smart. Keith Smart couldn't hit that shot again.
Yeah, he found nothing but net on that one. But like you said, I don't know that he, you know, out of 10 times where they hit that twice.
So West Lafayette, teeing the ball up. Right there, number 8, Nico Rumbakas. Like a 6-yard approach. Wait for the whistle. Right through the kicker, soccer style. Here comes the approach. There's the boot. End under end. It's going to be taken at the 8-yard line. Blue Devils. You know, right up the seam right there. And good return. Out near the 26-yard line. Blue Devils.
Yeah, I didn't see who was on the tackle there, but that's, again, that's the way you want to return them. Get north and south, get as much as you can. If a hole opens up, great. If not, like I said, get as much as you can get.
So Blue Devils looking to put a drive together. 25-0, West Lafayette. West Lafayette, pretty good drive over here. Pretty nice school system over there. They got an off-premise baseball facility. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Dallas Capshaw to his right. Calvin Kynick trips to the left. Spin out wide right. It's Clouser. Comes a snap. There's the handoff. Get a fake the handoff. Keeps himself. He's got a first down. He's going to pick up about 18 yards. Dallas Capshaw.
Yeah, I think they've run that play 4 times and got great positive yardage on 3 of them. So, you know, that's set up by handing that ball off all the time. And he's had a nice run there. Nice game.
So first and 10, ball moves out to the Blue Devil 44-yard line from the right hash. They break huddle in unison. 5:40 on the game clock. Capshaw got out of bounds on the carry. About an 18-yard carry for Capshaw. In the lineup, split left, slot right, short side of the field. Hand off Capshaw, gets it to Calvin Condon. He's in across the 50. He had a burst of steam right there. He's into West Lafayette territory.
Yeah, middle backer, David Curl on the tackle there. But, yeah, he had a head of steam and almost comes to the first down marker.
So 48-yard line of West Lafayette. 5:19, clock moving, third quarter. 25-0, Blue Devils trying to put it in the end zone. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Twins right, split left. As soon as they split right, twins left, they're going to be a handoff, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils. And that was Jake. Jake Hussey.
Yep. Big Nolan McPherson on the tackle. Inside, looks like nose tackle, defensive tackle. Made a nice play.
So they mark it back at the 48. Third down three for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils might be in 4-down territory here.
I would probably think for the rest of the game they would be.
Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Swing to the right, split left. Handoff. Chase Hussey. Hussey going to move the pile forward. He's going to pick up a first down. Don't need a fourth down for this play. So the Blue Devils are going to move the chains. So ball spotted inside the 45. They're going to put it down at the 44-yard line.
Yeah, big Jack Roach there had a nice push, kind of saw Hussey stalling a little bit, got behind him, and pushed him along a little.
Zach Ridgway going to enter the ball game. Where's number 84? Zach Ridgway, a sophomore, 6'3", 170. He put on 23 pounds from a year ago.
to the lineup that left, Landon Spidell. Slot left, tight end right, drop a throw pass play left side. Trying to get it to Callaway. A little bit off target, but not much.
Yeah, they had Ridgeway just running the fly pattern there, trying to take safety away from it. But, yeah, just a little outside his fingers.
So they're spot the ball again. 44-yard line of West Lafayette. Second down. Second down 10. So what, that down marker over there is nice.
Yeah, illuminated. That's pretty special.
So they're line of shotgun. Jace has left of capsule. Drop the throw. Gonna roll right. Looking to let it go. He does. Throws it out of bounds. He lands for another play. I tell you what, that's a good smart play rather than taking a sack. And I think I've heard the best player in the NFL that does that the best is Tom Brady.
Well, yeah, he doesn't get to hit a whole lot through his career, and that's part of the reason why he had such a lengthy career.
He don't care about stats. He don't care about his completion percentage. He just got about, what, 7 rings.
Yeah, all he does is win.
They're a lineup shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Chase Hussey, a little slot left, tight end right. Drop the throw out of the shotgun. That was Capshaw. Gonna pick it up here to go forward. Try to get what he can. Try to get back to the line of scrimmage. And he's going to be pulled down right there, about the 48.
Yeah, that was a coverage sack right there, but two defensive tackles. That was Nolan McPherson and Chase Taylor both teamed up for the sack.
So it's 4 down territory. It's 4th and 14 for the Blue Devils. Going to be an official timeout. Got a guy on the surface right there. I'm not going to guess. Not supposed to speculate. I tell you what, Mr. Phil Waddell had a CD that he bought and let me listen to it. I listened about 10 times, do's and don'ts, while broadcasting. They said, do's and don'ts, you shouldn't try to make a crack joke because half the people will think it's funny. The other people will think it's insensitive.
Well, I've been called insensitive from time to time, but I'll be in my best behavior.
And I'm so glad he got that. And what a gentleman. And I love that guy.
Yep, yeah, he was always very generous to me and my kids. And, so he always have fond memories of him.
9-year basketball coach at Tipton.
I didn't realize that. No, not at all.
He worked with Coach Angle before that. I said, what, his son played at Purdue, and I think now he's a pharmacist.
Okay, great. Well, Purdue's got a great pharmacy program. One of my son's friends, Dan Rushton, graduated with a degree from pharmacy there. So,
the Blue Devils elect to punt. They're going to back up to punt. We're going to see, I think, Ridgeway. Ridgeway's in there, 6'3". He's got a brother about 6'8". He's in college now. He's getting a degree. So, 48-yard line. Here comes a snap. So Ridgeway gets a good snap. There's the boot. Line drive. Going to go forward. Going to bounce a couple times. Picked up by West Lafayette. On the return, he'll go towards the sideline. Number 3, Benny Speaker, junior class member, picks it across midfield into Blue Devil territory. They'll spot it near the 47, they call it the 48.
Yeah, he would have been gone, but Zach Ridgeway, the punter, got over there and made a nice open field tackle on him.
The ball's at the 48-yard line left hash. 3:02 left there in the third quarter. Blue Devil's going to play defense. Here comes West Lafayette off the sideline, straight to the line of scrimmage. Line up in the backfield. Steffi in the backfield again, freshman. To the left side of Carson Kitchell. Pass play, low pass. Wasn't going to be caught. Kitchell probably liked to have that pass back.
Yeah, he saw him have a big cushion, but he just kind of skipped it to him like a rock on a pond.
So incomplete pass, clock stopped at 2:59. Ball resting at the 48-yard line of Tipton from the left hash. Dropping the throw out of shotgun. Pass play. Going to be another bubble screen. Pretty good looking screenplay right there. Nice play.
Yeah, nice block there to string him from Dawson Martin.
So they'll line it up. 37-yard line of Gibson. First and 10. Shotgun. Look left. Going to throw one down the field. Caught. Nice pass from Kitchell. Going to go in for the touchdown. I tell you what, that was a well-thrown ball.
Yeah, he did. He faked it to Kojo Steppy, and he's had some big plays, and I think that throws the defense a little bit, that little fake handoff to Steppy.
So, Red Devils took six more on the board and try the point after. I saw the ball boy bringing out the block. He ended it to Carson Kitchell. Kitchell's going to spot it. Usually you get the kicker to spot the block where they want.
Well, he must be on the same page, so he doesn't look like the kicker's giving him too much grief about it.
So, soccer-style boot, it'll be a... They were going to run a play there. They were going to run left.
They were pulling the guard there, so sure enough, they were.
I wonder if they will again.
I don't think you'd probably do it twice. They don't really need it up 31-0, but we'll see.
So they're talking about it. That could have been a shift. If those linemen hadn't gone down yet, that could be a shift, Larry.
Not sure what there. There was movement all over the place, so it could be on either side.
They're going to call you illegal procedure.
Hard on the Red Devils.
So the Red Devils are back up five. Carson Kitchell. I imagine Shane Fry's wondering if they were not down with their hands... with their fingers on the surface, they can shift. That's what the Dallas Cowboys did all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that one was. Again, I couldn't see good enough to figure out what was going on.
So they spotted at the 15. That's Carson Kitchell. Holder. Here comes the boot. Nico Rombaka. And he got it.
Yeah, right down the middle on that one, too. So whatever was, like I said, there was ever... Whatever problem he had earlier, he is taking care of that.
So the Blue Devils going to huddle up on their sideline, get ready for the return. And it should be a good time. I tell you what, Larry, coming up next weekend, first week football. Tell me who's going to win. Arizona Cardinals, Washington Commanders.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'll say Commanders.
Buffalo Bills, New York Jets.
Buffalo.
Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons.
Carolina.
Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns.
Bengals.
At Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants.
That's a tough one. Oh, I'll say the Cowboys.
All right, Thursday night, Detroit Lions, Kansas City Chiefs.
Got to go with the champions, Chiefs.
Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears.
I'll go for the Bears on this one.
Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens.
Got to go with the Ravens.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts.
Jaguars, sorry to say.
Okay, it's kind of hard to say. I tell you what, though, I think your quarterback, Anthony Richardson, might have a difficult year. He'll recover. He'll learn from this year.
Yeah, he may be running for his life sometimes, but, you know, that's what you get paid the big bucks for, so we'll see how he handles it.
Harry boot the ball away. It'll be a 6-yard approach, soccer style. Nico Rombaka is a senior. There's the boot. Nice boot from Rombaka. That's the 12. On the return is number 8, Oliver Conaway. He tried to pierce the double team. He gets tackled right there about the 28-yard line. And then the Blue Devils will put it in play at their own 28. And then next tackle.
Looks like that was Nolan McPherson, big boy, getting up the field to make a tackle on the kickoff.
So they're going to nose it up to the 28-yard line. Blue Devils, Dallas Capshaw in the huddle. 2:31 left, third quarter. Dallas Capshaw going to direct some traffic. They'll go slot left, split right. Single man in the backfield. The handoff, nope, going to fake the handoff to Hussey. James Hussey, keeping the ball right there. Is Oliver Conaway. He'll take it out of bounds, stop the clock, with 2:24 left.
Yeah, I think that was a nice little block by freshman Zach Everton.
So him and his brother, I tell you what, they play hard.
Yeah, they do. They're little guys, but I'm sure they'll grow here pretty soon. But, yeah, they're both track guys, and they've got a nose for the game.
The ball spotted 31-yard line. Left tag, Blue Devils going to line up, slot right, split left. See them in the back of the Husky. Shotgun snap. Husky gets the handoff this time. Probably get it about back to the line of scrimmage. And they blow the whistle as the forward progress is stopped.
Yeah, it looks like West Lafayette's getting some new guys in. I think that was Salazar on the tackle.
So ball spotted, 31-yard line once again. Third and 7 for the Blue Devils. Play clock is at 22. And they're going to adjourn huddle. And I'm 31-yard line. And line up trips to the right. Dallas Capstone in the backfield. Single man in the backfield. You're going to get the handoff. That's Jay Hussey. Jay Hussey going to move the pile. You're going to get out beyond the 31 to about the 32-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 7.
I think that was, what was that? Porter? Again. What's his last name?
Yeah, Mitrione.
I got that down. You said that a lot.
Said that name a bunch of times tonight.
So they'll line up in punt formation. Back out there to punt. I think it's Landon Spidell. It is. He gets a high floater. It's going to be taken. And his knee's going to hit again. So it'll be about the 35.5 this time. And West Lafayette's going to take over with 57.7 left. And I'm going to say, well, there, we'll go ahead and finish this up. Las Vegas Raiders, Denver Broncos.
I'll go with the Raiders.
L.A. Rams, Seattle Seahawks.
Rams.
Miami Dolphins, Los Angeles Chargers.
Go with Dolphins.
Philadelphia Eagles, New England Patriots.
Eagles.
San Francisco 49ers, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh, that would be a good one. I'll take 49ers.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Minnesota Vikings.
Vikings.
Thank you. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, now how about Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints?
I will take the Titans on that one.
That sounds good, Larry. You're good. You write these down in the second next week. Oh, handoff. Right side. Against Steffi, the ball carrier. Stephanie get a pretty good workload here in the second half. He's getting some movement.
Yeah, the Hussey brothers teamed up on him on that one.
Ball spotted at the 42 of West Lafayette from the right hash. Motion away. Going to give it to Stephanie. They fake the jet sweep. Trying to make it look like they give off to Stephanie. Pretty good play.
Yeah, Dakota Garman safety, but boy, he got to the safety quickly.
So West Lafayette moves the ball barely into Tipton territory at the 49.5-yard line, right in the center of the field. They're right there on the Blue Devil logo. 16 seconds clock moving. Dropping there and get the handoff. There's a sweep on the motion right to left. Not quite a first down, but a pretty good play from Fielder Melkin. Once again, I believe he's had his number called twice.
Yeah, I think that was Landon Spidell coming up from the safety position to make the stop.
So, third quarter empties out. At the end of 3, West Lafayette 32, Gibson nothing. And here's Larry.
Yes, again, just wanted to remind everyone that you can listen to tonight's game live at putmeinsports.com, at Varsity Sports, since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics each year, doing baseball with the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils right here, basketball with the Tipton Boy Blue Devils, and the Central Catholic Knights as well, boys basketball, and also the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Hey, I've got a mission. I think I mentioned this before, but if you go to the IHSAA website, About 2 years in the making, they changed up that website. It's a lot more friendlier. You can find where you want to go a lot more friendlier. And as soon as you hook up, that's IHSAA.org. Right there in front of you, it says Keeping Education in Front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. That's pretty good in writing.
Yes, it is, and I'll tell you, it's if you haven't been to a high school football game on a Friday night lately, even if you don't have somebody playing in your family or in your sphere of influence, boy, it's the best money you can spend. You're supporting a great great thing here, and exciting and great football. So come on out.
West Lafayette going to take over. They inverted the field. They'll be going towards the scoreboard to the north. Nice handoff right at the gut. That looked like a Josh Frawley type of carry.
Yeah, that was, who was that? Number 49 was Dawson Martin on the carry.
So, to pick up a first down on the first play during the fourth quarter, 11:48, dropping the throw out of the shotgun, empty backfield, low pass, couldn't bring it in. Kitchell threw a low pass, tried to go down and get it. If he'd have caught it, it'd have been a loss of yardage.
Yeah, it looks like we got Nico Rumbakis at quarterback now, backup quarterback.
My bad. Didn't want to give wrong credit to Carson Kitchell. You know what his stats, you know, messed up.
Yeah, he didn't want that incompletion on his record.
So Shadia, dropping the throw. Pass play. Nice catch. Nice catch. Right there, that was number 4, Micah Davis. Micah Davis is a sophomore, 5'9", 149. That was a catch, John Larry.
That was. He put some zip on it, too. Nico did, and Joe Klauser was on the cover pretty well, so great play.
We line up in a shotgun once again. I think in the backfield is Dawson Martin, Jr., going to hand off up the middle. And I believe that's Dawson Martin, the ball carrier. Martin has not had a lot of carries in this game. He's like Steffi, has touched the ball maybe more.
Yeah, and they've been flinging the ball around, too. So looks like we have Cole Hussey kind of limping out there. He was down for a little while, but he's staying in the game.
Shocker. See him in the backfield. Martin inside the 5. They're spotting near the 3.5. And they'll put the ball near the middle of the field. Pretty close to being in front of the left upright. They're going to spot him 3rd and 3. So they can net a first down. Hand off up the middle. They're going to get a touchdown.
Yeah, you can just tell. The Blue Devils going both ways. They're getting worn down here. And I suspect that the coach will bring in some substitutes here from West Lafayette. They've got a nice lead here, so I'm sure they'll get some of their guys that work hard and practice in the game here and in the fourth quarter.
So they're going to try to point after. So you got the block. And I believe Carson Kitchell is going to be the holder.
Yeah, it looks like he is again. And Nico Rumbakis will attempt the extra point.
So there's a shift. And they didn't go down in their stance. I think Coach Shane Fry had a beef a while ago. Here comes the boot. It's going to be wide left. My bad. My nice bad. But it is right inside the left upright.
Yeah, he kind of pulled it right to left there, but just got inside that left-hand upright.
I think that ball boy probably ought to shoot up. Wheels. He does have some wheels. So 10:07 left. 39 points for Erie. That's going to be going to mean a running clock. 35-point differential. Must have been about 4 or 5 years ago. They call it the mercy rule. I don't know what else you would call it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's high school football, and you got to play these guys every year, so you want to be good sportsmanship about it, and so they passed that rule, and probably justified thing to do.
So the clock will only stop on timeouts. Kickoff, yes. No change. An incomplete passes, it'll run. It'll stop on a timeout. It'll stop on a touchdown scored to let them set up.
Okay, gotcha.
So
they're going to work it right there. He's going to spot the ball to kick off on the 40, just to the right of the X that's in the middle of the field. It'll be Nico Roombakas. He's been a busy guy today. Here comes the kick. End under him, right side, going to drop, going to go out of bounds. I'm not sure, but I think Blue Devils might have carried it out of bounds. It looked like it was going to, but you couldn't take that chance.
No, Zach Ridgeway jumped on it, getting a little shorter kicked off than they'd been kicking. Dropped about the 20, started going towards the sidelines, and Zach did a good job of not just thinking it's going to go out. He jumped right on it.
So this spot the ball, Blue Devils, 22-yard line. Kept Shaw in the huddle, calling the play. Clock moving. Mercy rule, 35-point differential in score. The mercy rule can only be enforced in the second half. If a team scores 60 in the first half, it would only be enforced in the second half. So shotgun formation for Capshaw. Single man in the backfield. Might be Jace Hussey. And the Blue Devils going to call timeout.
Yeah, I think the Blue Devils got away with one there. They broke the huddle with 12 men, and Cole Hussey came sprinting off the field, but, that's usually a penalty.
So the Blue Devils are going to talk it over. Right there at their numbers, near their sideline. So 9:06, clock stops for a timeout. It'll stop for a kickoff to take place after a score.
Looks like their Coach Cole is going to bring in his second team. Dakota Garman, who's had a nice game of safety, coming in to quarterback, number 18, big left-handed guy. So we'll see how he does.
I said, what, in the scrimmage up there at Peru, he played pretty good ball.
Yeah, he threw some nice balls. I think threw one to, I'm trying to remember who it was. Carson Garst, about a 40-yard touchdown pass up there at Peru. I was up there, and he throws the ball well.
So it's 1st and 10, Blue Devils, at their own 22. Shotgun, Dallas Capshaw still in the ballgame. Slot right, split left, and a handoff. Left to right. And we're going to stop him at the line of scrimmage. Trying to move the pile. That was Jason Hussey. Jason Hussey is going to sleep well.
Yes, he is. He's both sides of the ball. And I was wrong. Dakota Garman, they got him out there to play in tight end. Zach Emberton, another freshman, coming in playing wide receiver.
So, 2nd down, loss of 1, 2nd and 11. So, Jace Hussey going to jog off the field. So, not be in this particular play. Dallas Capshaw. Shotgun. Single man in the backfield. Split wide right, slot left. Hand off right to left. Jess is going to get barely across the 20-yard line. Blue Devils going to see a 3rd down.
Yeah, that was Slade Springer in there now, number 22, toting the rock.
He played quite a bit last week, late for against the Elwood. He did pretty well.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete. Slade's a great guy. His dad's on the school board up here, and just great family. And like I said last game, he broke his back last year, so he's worked his butt off to get back on the field this year, so good to see him out there.
So, shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. In the slot, right side. Working there is Zach Emberton. Going to throw a flag. He's going to be in the neutral zone. West Lafayette. And flag comes in from the east line judge. Neutral zone infraction for West Lafayette.
Yeah, just a little bit. He, whether he caught, got a little bit of contact there or what, but definitely drew him off.
So 25-yard line just across. 3rd down, 6. Capshaw. Colin McCain, take him in the backfield. Slot right, split left. They're going to hand off again. It's going to be Springer. Springer going to get out to the 29, and probably going to be a difficult decision here. They'll punt the ball, won't they?
Yeah, I would think so.
still got big number 71 starting defensive tackle in there, so I'm sure his night's going to be over here fairly quickly.
Game clock is still going downward. It's at 6:42. We're in the fourth quarter. 39-0. West Lafayette in front. So they're back up to punt. Landon Fidel will punt the ball away. Gunners left and right. Dakota Garmin, the right gunner. Looked like he was trying to retrieve it. He lets it bounce. And him letting it bounce got about 12 more yards for the Blue Devils.
That was a low punt, and Miko thought he'd take it, but the last moment he thought better of it, and probably got the Blue Devils another 15 yards or so, but better let it go than try to catch it and muff it.
So, West Lafayette going to take over on downs. Blue Devils going to play defense. So, right there at the 29, Blue Devils can play defensively. A lot of new guys in there. They got no mud on their uniforms, Larry.
Well, there's no mud here anyhow. Well, that black dirt rubber stuff, yeah.
I saw West Lafayette play at Fort Wayne Lures one time. It was mud first play on. And roll left-handed quarterback. For West Lafayette, nearly has interception. Looks like Ridgeway, 6'3", almost got him.
Yeah, Zach's a basketball player, too, and they got him at 6'3 or 6'4. I think he might have grown a few inches past then, and he's been working out in the weight room. He used to be skinny as a rail, and now he's getting a little thicker down there in the legs, so he got up to knock that one down, almost picked it off.
Him and the Humbert houses, they're going to be on the basketball court.
Yeah, there's some large guys.
The shotgun. New quarterback in the ball game, left-handed quarterback, slot left, split right, 4:43 on the game clock. Calling the cadence, and they're going to run the clock out. Intentionally ran the clock out, I do believe, unless they called timeout prior to. They did. They ran as much clock as they could and then called timeout. But the clock is going to run anyway.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of let things go a little bit. And quarterback now is number 8. That's Nico Rumakis again. The kicker now playing quarterback.
He is versatile. My goodness.
Yeah, he's played some defense, been called his number line on defense, obviously kicking, and now playing quarterback.
Left-handed quarterback. Who's your favorite NFL left-handed quarterback?
Oh, geez. Can't think of one right off the bat. The Snake, yeah. Kenny Stabler, yeah.
Boomer Esiason? I mean Norman Esiason?
I'm trying to remember. Was Dan Pastorini? Was he
right? Number 7 for Oilers? Yeah, I like him, too. Here comes a shotgun snap. They're going to go near motion. They're going to give it to him for a jet sweep. Gonna get it out to the 33-yard line. Blue Devils in there on the stop.
That's fielder Mechie again. Is that how you pronounce his name? Mechie?
So both spotted at the 34. 4:07 on the game clock. Getting the play from the sideline, being signaled in. Not really looking all far right there. I got my spare glasses on, Larry. It's a little bit different. Because, they test your eyes, and it's what you had last with your eyes tested.
Well, I haven't been in for a while, so I probably need that done.
Gotcha. Hand off and keep it himself. Keep it himself, Rumbakis. Take the handoff up the gut. Deputy himself got to the 42-yard line. Excuse me, 37-yard line.
That was sophomore Garrett Boyer on the tackle, inside linebacker.
So fourth down, they're going to try to go for it. Fourth down, they're calling it 2 on the board. Shotgun formation. Rumbakis. They're getting a new play from the sideline. Got 3 receivers to the left, 1 spread out wide right. Rumbakis calling the cadence. They call a snap, count, and play clock is going to empty out.
Play clock empty out. They're going to punt the ball. They call a timeout again.
I don't know what's up here. I think they're probably punted at this point up, 39-0 with 2:57 to play. But we'll see what Coach got up his sleeve.
Well, you got to admit, Larry, when you got a ball game like this, you can work on some fine-tuning with your own team.
Yeah, and it's always nice to have a lead like this. These kids are busting their butts in practice, and they deserve to get out here on a Friday night if they can. And, a lot of games are close, and you just can't do that. Coaching middle school, every mama wants to see their kid in the game, and you try your best to do that. But right now you can kind of, like I said, get everybody in on Friday night and make a lot of mamas happy.
Very much so. I tell you what, the cheerleaders making joyful noises down there. I tell you what, they're dressed a little heavier than they were last week.
Yeah, they got the long sleeves on. Don't have those that beach attire on that they had last week.
So, Shipton Blue Devils next week going to go to Tippecanoe Valley.
Yeah, that's a long haul. I looked at it on the map, and I'm going to have to get a gas card for that one, I guess.
Are you and I going to travel together or what?
Hey, I think we should. So whichever, we'll flip a coin. How about that?
I like to leave early.
I know you do. I know.
There's a snap. We're going to cut it out of there. It'll be low elevation. Oh, it's going to be a muff. Didn't quite get the reception off the hands in West Lafayette there to recover.
Yeah, that, I don't know who that was, but, trying to make a play and you got it.
You got it right.
I think that was Carson Garst, but it popped out of his hands right into a West Lafayette man's hands.
That was a line drive punt. It had some velocity.
Well, those are hard to hard to handle because they're coming at a different angle than you're used to catching them. And like I said, he didn't want it to go down there deep in the inside the 10. So he tried to make a play, and you can't blame him for that.
So West Lafayette puts it in play at the Blue Devils 32.5. 2:10 left, clock moving. Shotgun snap. Rumbaka, here comes near motion.
Little
flag. Two guys moving in the backfield. No illegal procedure against West Lafayette. He shouted down whistles right now, didn't he?
He made no doubt about that.
So some of these guys, with whistles, some have a ball in their whistle, some don't.
Yeah, mine does, but when I blow it real hard, it makes more of a, sharp, squeaky sound.
So, substitution, late personnel substitution. He's going to be a fullback, the running back. Play clock is at 14, game clock at 1:24. Shotgun formation. Snap's taken by Rumbakas. He'll hit it left side. It goes three hole, and he'll get it down near the 30-yard line. And that's going to pick up another. No, I take that back. It's going to bring a down marker in between the sticks now after that penalty.
Yeah, that was Slade Springer and also Derek
Hill
on the tackle, number 58.
So under a minute, clock moving 52 seconds. Play clock is at 16. So Coach Fry taking some clock here, not needing to run a lot of plays. Being quite a gentleman, actually, here late in the game. So they're working right side. Cross the 30. They're going to spot it back at the 30. They put the play clock up to 40. Play clock, they don't have to snap another one. The play clock is over the top of the game clock. So 28 on the play clock, 20 seconds on the game clock. That was the last play.
Yeah, Zach Ridgeway came from his outside linebacker. He's made some nice plays since he's been in the game. But, hard fought battle, but just too much and too many of them for West Lafayette for the Blue Devils tonight.
I tell you what, Larry, we're thankful. Both coaches, Coach Aaron Toll, always generous with his time, and Coach James Fry across the way, another gentleman.
Yeah, both classy guys running good programs, and yeah, West Lafayette, he's got a heck of a record going on. I think he's at 84-85% win rate, and so he's got a good program out there. And like I said, Coach Toll, struggling a little bit, but he'll have these guys ready by playoff time.
So Tippecanoe Valley, that's where the Blue Devils will be next week. And so they'll be on the bus pretty early, Larry, Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. What a mascot name. And Tipton Blue Devils. So it's 7 o'clock start. That's what they're saying right now at 7 o'clock. Keep your eyes peeled. Putney and Sports will be up there if it's a 7 o'clock start. We'll hope to talk to coaches about 6:30 if it's a 7:30 start, just a half an hour before. And we'll also mention West Lafayette Red Devils next week. They'll be at Citrus Catholic. So be at Lafayette Citrus Catholic, 7 o'clock start. West Lafayette will make this short trip across town. And both these games we're talking about will be next week on the 8th of September. It don't seem like the 1st of September today, does it?
It doesn't at all. And, weather's starting to get in that area where you can get them chilly or burning hot. You really don't know here in Indiana. So we're hoping for another night just like tonight, mid-70s and probably upper 60s right at this point.
So what, Larry, I don't say the word awesome very often, maybe 2 or 3 times a year, but you're awesome.
Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. I'm still getting used to it and learning from you, but I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing these kids play that I've coached before and, wishing them the best and, trying to stay as neutral as I can. Sometimes I don't pull that off quite well, but I enjoy it a lot.
We're going to bow out of here. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home for sound check, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.